And now, News for Gamers, Internet's Now radio program proudly presents
the N4G Podcast.
Every week you're tuning in, listening to us ramble on about the latest in gaming news. And without further ado, let us introduce you to Zero Tolerance Gambit's Con. Give Pepper Wombat to a special guest or two if we are nice enough to let them on our podcast, the N4G Podcast.
We should have a cluck off.
Terrible. Hey, man, shut the
cluck up. Welcome to another week of News for Gamers Podcast Radio for the week of August 11th, 2008. I kind of jumped into that way too fast.
Yeah, you did.
But that's okay.
There's a lot of excitement about that. Welcome to News for Gamers.
I'm going to click the button. Everybody goes, like, hold
this
your breath.
Big, deep breath.
But in the studio this week, we have Justin, the Killer Wolverine, Weekly Dirty Week, Testa.
Wow, you went the wrong way. I wasn't ready. I was like, yep, scratch my ass.
Complete.
Like, oh, shit. Oh, hey, what's
scratching
up?
His ass. Nobody can see you doing
complete
that.
Complete
so
with
okay.
His Chris Sabo rec specs. We'll see how many people know who Chris Sabo is. Outside of the Cincinnati area.
I do.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
And also, as you can hear, we have Dwan Bat Ryan Wombo.
Where?
Two. Electric Boogaloo.
Where's Ryan Womble?
He's coming behind you. He's going to... Oh, shit!
Don't tell anybody. I'm
he
sleeping
just stabbed
with his
you
wife.
In the jugular.
You got stabbed in the jugular.
You're sleeping with his wife?
Yeah.
That's terrible. That's terrible. And also with us we have...
Kill him, man. You got to kill him.
Gambus Khan. Jason Gambrell.
Greetings, programs. And I got to say, woohoo! Tron 2 is being made right now. Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
Really? That's how you... that's your intro?
Yeah, that's my intro for this week. For this week.
That's just...
Almost had the rock things going on.
He almost. You got the thumbs out. You got to have the thumbs tucked in.
This is Hawaiian, I thought.
That's I love you in sign language.
Oh,
actually.
Sign language.
Yeah.
What's this in sign language?
This is Hawaiian.
Oh. It means let's go get a room, baby.
Wow.
Well, since you know I confused you on the way in,
yeah.
I'm going to confuse you on the way out, and I'm going to go this way. We're going to streamline fondling this week. To make it a little shorter.
It's going to be quick.
It's the Gambus rule.
It's going to be quick like cat.
It's the Gambus rule.
We're going to run over some of the things we've been playing, then we're going to all talk about Braid, and then hopefully we will jump into the news, and then finally we will have an ample amount of time to...
You know what? Let's just call the show now.
Okay, we're out. Peace.
See you guys.
See you next week.
Go ahead, Jason.
Oh, God.
All right, that works. All right, welcome to News for Gamers Podcast Radio for August 18th, 2008.
Anyway, Mr. Khan, what'd you fondle this week?
Okay.
In 50 words or less.
I'll be counting. Here we go.
Gambus rule.
All right.
That's one.
Played Braid.
Two, three.
And then I...
Four, five.
Please don't count
them. Don't count them all.
Don't do that.
It's only funny after five, okay? Stop.
I already made it to five.
It's only funny after 10. But anyway, I played some Soul Calibur this week. Four.
Yeah, Mitsurugi.
Yeah. Exactly.
Lizard Man. You know,
is he part of it?
No.
But it's a really good game. I really enjoy playing online. I really enjoy playing with my customizable characters. And I got a new Hori stick this week, arcade stick, you know. And I had to relearn how to play the game all over again, so I kind of sucked all over. You know, even though I sucked before I got the Hori stick, but I sucked even worse after I got the Hori stick. But you know something? I think I'm back to the skill level that I was. As a matter of fact, I think I might be a little bit better now with the Hori stick.
I will repeat a request that I've had on the podcast before. If anyone knows of an adapter that allows you to go from a regular Xbox controller to a USB for the Xbox 360. I don't even know if it's possible because it doesn't have enough buttons. But I've got that awesome freaking Street Fighter stick, and I can't use it.
Yeah.
It's like the big, huge collector's edition Street Fighter stick, and I can't use it because it's only for Xbox and PS2.
That was an awesome stick.
Yeah.
Very, very awesome.
But anyways.
Indeed. What else are you fondling?
But the third and final game
you're on the clock
that I fondled this week was Halo 3.
Really?
Wow.
Yes, Halo 3. I got invited to a game by Carnage 1290. Yeah, that's it. Carnage 1290. He's cool. We played Soul Calibur, played Halo 3, and it was kind of weird when I was invited to the Halo 3 invite, you know, was I received not one, not two, but three other game invites for Halo 3 at the same time.
Wow.
Nice.
Anytime, I think people are so desperate to play Halo 3 that anytime they see you online in Halo 3, everybody and their brother sends you invites. Because the same thing happened to me last time I was on Halo 3.
The thing is, as a matter of fact, Carnage sent me a game invite, and I was like trying to find the game and everything. Then the game invite like expired. And then when I put the game in, Odeon invited me. And
he just wanted to teabag you.
I guess. But I got into a room, and the thing is, Odeon sent me a message saying, you know, that he doesn't have a microphone, and here I am in this room, and all these guys are using all these, bad explicit language, you know.
Well, that's Halo 3.
Yeah,
for
that's
you.
Halo 3 for you, but it just seemed like these guys were jerks, you know. and the one guy that invited me into the game didn't have a microphone, so Odeon, if you're listening.
He doesn't listen.
Okay, well, if you're not listening, you need to get a microphone if you'd like to play me in Halo or Soul Calibur. Because, to be quite frank, playing against someone on Xbox Live without a microphone is kind of like masturbating. It's like you can pretend that someone else is there, you know, but when you open your eyes, you know, you might as well just be... Well, to put it frankly, you might as well just be playing with yourself. So,
wow.
There you go.
You've been working on that joke all week, haven't you?
No, just this morning. Just this morning when I was coming in.
So. I don't understand how you don't have a microphone.
It came with the system.
Microsoft packages a microphone with everything they sell.
Yeah, I know. I got one with my my coffee.
I woke up the other morning and a Microsoft rep threw one at my face from my front door.
But yeah, Odeon, if you want to play, just get a mic. You know, I'd be happy to play with you with Soul Calibur or Halo 3 or.
But he would
some
be just
game.
As happy to play with himself.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what are you looking forward to playing this week?
This week, what's the this week's
Nothing
Xbox
really.
Live?
Madden, Bionic Commando.
Yeah.
Bionic Commando.
And
that's it.
And. The Fable 2 pub games. So if you pre-ordered Fable 2, you get the free pub games, or otherwise you got to pay for them.
Okay, Fable 2 pub games and
Bionic Commando,
and more Braid, and more Soul Calibur, and more Halo 3.
All right,
there you go.
And possibly, if the rumors I've heard have come true, you may be playing something else.
Yes, we will talk
but
about
we'll
that.
We'll mention that in a minute.
Uh oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Can we move on to the Wombat Round One Boat? Did you have that in your news, by the way?
Wow.
A demo this week.
Possibly.
Okay, we'll talk about it in the news if you didn't.
I'm trying to think.
It's a big one.
If you didn't, we'll beat you with a stick.
It's a big one.
It is a big one.
It's going to be a huge week if it comes out.
I'm pretty sure. Okay.
I'm building the anticipation now. But anyway, what you playing?
Precious seconds are ticking off my fondling clock. No, I'm just kidding.
You failed.
All right, so what did I play this week? I played, of course, as usual, More of the Two Human demo, and it comes out in a week and a half.
So we move on to Killer Wolverine.
I played some more Civ Rev, not a whole lot, just a little bit. I played some more Bioshock, and it's awesome. And I played a lot of Soul Calibur, which I hadn't played last week. I played it on both the PS3 and the 360. If anybody tells you that one looks better than the other, they are lying to you. They look exactly the same. I'm not actually a huge fan of Darth Vader as a character. Like, I am of the character, but not in Soul Calibur. Like, I just, for some reason, his style doesn't gel with me. I don't really like Yoda either, if I'm being honest. But the Apprentice is badass.
So it doesn't really matter which version you get.
Right. And I've rediscovered the reason why I hate playing most fighting games online with people I don't know. And that's because everybody spams the same fucking attack over and over and over again. And it's just, even if you block it or dodge it or even if you win, it's just not any fun when you're fighting against somebody that does the same move over and over and over again. Other than that, I don't know. That might be all that I played. Oh, I played Braid.
This might be the record for the shortest fondling ever.
It might be. I did play Braid, and we'll discuss that more
in depth
shortly.
Yes, that's the big game. That's the big game this week.
And I played some more. I played some more 1942 as well.
42.
So, nice. But other than Soul Calibur, nothing on my PS3 this week, which is a little odd.
So. What about this week? What are you looking forward to this week?
This week,
more Too Human demo.
Probably, but the game comes out in a week and a half.
Yes, it does.
So there's that I'm looking forward to.
Man, you're gonna be playing the demo all the way to the night before it comes out.
Oh, probably, dude. Probably. I'm looking forward to obviously Too Human once it comes out. But if the demo that's supposed to be coming out this week comes out, I will definitely be playing that instead.
Yeah.
So.
That's it.
That's it.
Hello, Wolverine. How you doing?
No, he didn't play shit, so you might as well go ahead and start talking.
Played more than you.
Oh, I played Rock Band too. By the way, forgot that.
Ass mongrel.
Beat that.
Ass.
You call
mongrel?
Me an ass mongrel?
That's awesome. I call you an ass mogwai.
Genghis Khan crawls out of there occasionally.
Oh, at least it's not Gambus Khan.
That's true. Knew that joke was coming.
Well, I did play Braid like everyone else.
Braid.
Didn't break a controller, oddly enough.
Nuts.
This would be a game that
you would think
that I would break a controller.
Yeah, I almost
shouted and cussed like no other, but I'd be damned, I didn't break no controller.
Nice.
Let's see, I played Soul Calibur, and then I played my two Gamefly games of Assassin's Creed and Bully. And Assassin's Creed, I'm sorry, doesn't draw me in.
You don't like it?
I'll give it more time to play with when this week, but it's just not sucking me in.
I really liked it. I like the storyline around it. It's very repetitive, but as far as the game goes, I really liked it.
So the Middle Eastern world of the biblical times did not draw you in.
Well, I can't say anything about the story right now. I mean, I only played it for, 20 minutes, maybe a half hour, but it's just...
I'm sorry, it was the Crusades, right? It takes place during the Crusades. Okay,
right.
So it's not quite biblical times.
I don't know if it just doesn't suck me in. It's like... You have to force me to play it. You have to
I'm a
sit
sucker
me down,
for history, too.
Strap me in a chair and hand me the controller and say I can't move. Right.
If you want to do anything, you will play Assassin's Creed.
You will play this game.
It feels like that. I'm just
I bet Jade Raymond could make you play Assassin's Creed.
Oh, I bet she could, too. Yeah.
But no, this is fondling games.
Oh, my bad.
Back on track.
Yeah. And then I played, like I said, Bully. So it is what it is.
Bully.
It's just like the
PS2. It is what it is.
It's like the PS2 version. So just a little bit prettier. Loading times suck because it's a Rockstar game.
Did that come with the territory?
Yep.
Rockstar game, we're going to load for 12 hours.
Oh, that's the one thing I will say about the differences, by the way, on Soul Calibur between the PS3 and the 360. If you don't install it on the PS3, the load times are ridiculously long.
I'll be curious
compared
to
the 360 version. But if you install it, they're right about the same.
I'll be curious to see like when you can install games on a 360, how much faster they're actually going to load.
Right.
Because that'll determine whether or not I actually install them.
Yeah.
On my hard drive, is how much faster they load.
I'm not. I don't. Loading times don't bother me really. So
yeah.
I didn't when I was playing it on the PlayStation 3 the first time. I didn't install it because I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to keep it on the PS3, so I don't want to waste time installing it. I'll just deal with the load times. And then when I switched to the 360 version, the load times were like night and day. But then I installed it on the PS3 to compare, and they're basically the same if you install it. So maybe even a little faster on the PS3.
Did you play anything else?
I tried Portal.
Portal.
Yeah. As you said, it was like... concept was the same as Braid.
Well, it's the same kind of like you have to think
right
outside the box and
it's a thinking
to,
man.
To solve the solve the puzzles.
So I think that's it.
What are you playing this week?
I want to play Madden, but I won't because it's $60 and I don't have that much in my banking account. So more Assassin's Creed. Try maybe. I might ship that back this week too. I want to finish Braid, so hopefully by the time this is up, I will be finished with Braid. And Soul Calibur.
Soul Calibur.
Yeah, we need to fight Wolverine.
And Bionic. Yeah, we'll bring
yeah, everybody in this room, just none of us have fought each other. Well, you guys have.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that.
None of us have fought each other.
And
I want both of you and you.
You know what under this, man. You will whip my ass.
You don't know that.
Oh, I
you don't,
know it.
You
I
don't
suck.
Know that. My online rank record is 3-12.
Mine will probably be 0-50. But I want to play Bionic Commando.
Yes,
definitely.
And the pub games, since I did
the pub games, yeah, because I do get those for free.
Now, if I go pre-order that today,
yes,
if he's still got cards, yeah, I guess
I'm sure.
I imagine he got so many.
I don't
cards.
Think I might have it pre-ordered. I don't know. I don't think
I'm sure you can still get it. I'm sure not a lot of people are getting this yet.
Yeah, I went on a pre-ordering
rampage.
Yeah,
I'm on a rampage.
And this is if you pre-order SOCOM, this is in the news, so never mind. I'll cover it later.
I was going to say, I pre-ordered SOCOM, and I am into the beta, so I'll get to play that when it goes live.
There's two keys from it, too.
Yeah, there's two extra keys that come with. Yeah. When you pre-order it, you get one key for yourself and two to give to your friends.
Nice.
So that's pretty cool. I pre-ordered Fable 2. I actually pre-ordered the Collector's Edition because it comes with all that extra crap.
Yeah.
But I want to wait and see if it's really worth the extra
$20. I don't think it is. $20? I don't think it is.
Yeah, but you could be Master Chief in Fable.
Yeah.
That's
sure
so kind of neat.
That might be downloadable content, though, I would think.
It might be, but it'll be $10.
I think
so.
the little figurine thing's kind of cool.
Figurine thing's cool. The only thing I worry about with the Collector's Edition is what kind of box is it going to come in.
Yeah.
Because I hate...
They
showed it, but I don't know where the disc goes.
Oh, right.
I don't want another Prey.
Oh, like Prey.
Right.
Yeah.
Prey was terrible. I wish I'd have never bought that collection.
Halo 3 was terrible.
Yeah. That's why I'm glad I got the Legendary
We're talking about the case, not the game. Before anybody goes off on a tangent, you guys said Prey and Halo 3 were terrible.
That's why I like the Halo the Legendary Edition, because it came with a standard box inside the box.
Yeah. Right. Not the Collector's Edition. Came with some effed up...
tin.
Yeah.
That the disc falling out everywhere.
Right.
No, and then I pre-ordered... No, that was all I pre-ordered, because my two human I already had pre-ordered, so I just got my armor. But this week I played... I powered on my... I had to apologize to my PS3 friends list, because I had, like, a ton of messages Saturday morning from, like, 8:30 to, like, 10:30, because apparently, I guess, my cat must have stepped on the remote or something and turned my PS3 on, and since I auto-log in, it looked like I was online from 8:30 to 10:30 in the morning, and I had, like, all these messages of people like, hey, what are you doing? What was funny is 90% of them were like, hey, are you watching a movie? Because that's all I do on my PS3.
Right.
But I have to apologize. I didn't respond to any of those because there were so many of them. But I got up Saturday morning, I'm like, oh, shit, my PS3's on. People probably think I'm actually playing something. But it just got turned. But Saturday night I did play my PS3. I powered it on and I downloaded a couple things. And then I played some Mortal Kombat 2. And I forgot how ridiculously cheap that game gets after the second guy. But I still love it. I still do love it. Wish they'd add trophies. It'd be awesome. And I played a little bit of Pain to see. And the update was ridiculous. Like, it was like 40 sections of updates.
Nice.
To play Pain. So it took me longer to get into the game than I actually played the game.
Nice.
So, but I'm really looking forward to the trophy support in the new level. I think that'll be cool. I think that's all I played on my PS3, unless you count Close Encounters of the Third Kind, which I watched Saturday night.
Nice.
So. I mean, that might have been the best thing you've played on your PS3 in a while.
Oh, stop it.
Here we go again.
Here we go again.
I just had to say that.
News and views of GamersCon do not necessarily reflect the news and views of the M4G Podcast Radio.
Punk ass.
Man.
The rest of my stuff this week, I played a lot of Soul Calibur. I created an ass load of characters. I created, like, Doctor Doom and Iron Man. I created Cosmos. I know.
Cosmos.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I have a lot of characters. I really would like to see, like, a giant repository website that just has all the formulas. People could share them.
Wait.
The best character he created, this guy.
You created Killer Wolverine?
Yeah, I created Killer Wolverine.
Did you give him Voldo's little... claw things.
I did at one point just to see what it would look like.
Oh, so queer.
And he just like he's like yeah. Like moving around like, and I made
that seems pretty accurate.
I made Megan my
wife. I would
wife.
Kick you in the wiener.
I made my wife too.
Did you?
She has Mitsurugi samurai sword and a tight shirt on.
Mitsurugi.
So I can ogle the character in the game cuz it's my wife.
There you go.
That's awesome, man.
There you go.
I haven't made myself yet because I would probably make myself, like, I would put those tick ears on me or something. Those big, ridiculous tick ears that are in there. Either that or the giant mask that's in there. The crazy masks. There's so many crazy masks in there, I'd put one of those on me. That'd be the awesome sauce.
Yeah, it'd be the sauce.
I played Braid, which we'll talk about in a little bit. I played some more Geometry Wars, Ritual Revolved. I played some Ninja Gaiden 2. And I think
I played Geometry Wars Retro Evolved 2 as well.
2?
Yeah, same here. Same here.
That game is addictive, which right now I own everybody except for Gambus Khan and King of the Hill. Yeah, I still can't beat your score.
I don't actually own the full version yet.
Oh, so it doesn't let you upload scores,
right?
Does it?
And you know what's crazy about my King of the Hill score?
You can't repeat it?
Well, that was literally the second time I played it.
I actually got the achievement for breaking 1 million points in every mode.
Really?
So I've got over 1 million points in every mode. The hardest ones were Pacifism and King of the Hill for me, but I'm only ahead of everybody like that I know in real life. Like, the rest of my friends on my friends list are, like, stomping me. So I just had to be above, like, Boogeyman. That was my thing. Had to beat Boogeyman. Then I had to overtake your scores, which I'm still working on your King of the Hill score. I'll get it. And I've been trying to get the achievements like the in Pacifism where you got to rub the walls twice. I did it once, but now you got to do it twice without ever firing. And then the other one, which is to go through 30 King of the Hill circles without ever firing a shot.
Oh, my God.
I made it to 26. I made it to 26, and I couldn't do any more.
That's something.
It was insane when I'd leave my little bubble. It was just like all these things come flying at me. It's ridiculous. I did get the bounce 75 shots off of the thing. I got that one.
Really?
Yeah. That was hard, but I got it. So I have like 7 of the achievements now. I'm just missing, obviously, to finish the sequence mode, which I don't know if I'll ever be able to do that. That thing gets ridiculously hard after like level 4 and 5. And then like... there's a couple other ones that I need to do, but I still play it just because it's so much fun.
Oh, yeah, it's very addictive.
And then this week, more Soul Calibur, Bionic Commando, I'm really looking forward to, and Madden. I'm picking up my Madden on Tuesday.
Sweet.
Because the football season has started, preseason is in full swing, Brett Favre plays for the Jets.
Dude, can we not talk about Brett Favre? I'm so fucking sick of hearing about Brett Favre.
Everywhere you have to listen to your show. Brett Favre. It's a huge thing for football fans to see this man change his jersey. It's just like...
No, I agree.
It's just like Joe Montana wearing a Kansas City outfit. You're like...
I'm just...
What? What? And then
what?
I want to hear John Madden. Brett Favre! Because he says it so awesomely.
Opened up a box of cereal this morning. Fucking Brett Favre popped out of it. Told me he was going to the Jets.
Was he a marshmallow?
He was not. He was full-ass Brett Favre. Came out of my cereal box.
Man.
But that's pretty much all of mine. And then my future, like I said, Madden, Bionic Commando, and Soul Calibur. Some more.
S'mores.
S'mores.
Those are delicious.
Soul Calibur more.
I bet we just made like 3 or 4 people want to go get stuff to make s'mores.
I want to go make s'mores now.
Yeah, me too. Especially with some... Hershey's chocolate bars.
Indeed. All right, but now we're going to talk about the new game that everybody played this week.
Yes.
Let's talk about Braid. We kind of have a mixture here. You played the demo.
Right.
Did you collect all the pieces? Did you beat the whole level?
No.
Okay. You finished the first 2 worlds, 2 and 3?
I finished the world 2, and I'm close to finishing world 3, and... I'm a little bit in the world 4.
So you're basically on 6. All you've got left is 6. Mm-hmm. But you've seen the rest of 6 because we were playing it Friday and Saturday. And I've actually finished the whole thing. So what do you think about this game?
I think it's a work of genius that's beyond my wildest imaginations.
It was so relieving to play a game that's not... I don't really know the word I'm looking for. It's not like your atypical kind of platformer.
Yeah.
Like, the first time I played, like, literally, he and I had the same response. The first time we played it, we get to that puzzle piece that you can't reach. The first thing I said was, I bet you get a power, and you come back later.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And then you'll be able to get it. But it's not that kind of progressive game. It's a game that everything you see, you can do it. Right then and right there. Minus that first puzzle where you don't want to spoil anything. Bam. But that, you know, how you had to use the puzzle?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only time that you can't do it right there. That's the only time. The rest of the time, if you see that puzzle piece, you can get it. The thing is the game makes you stop and just kind of stare at it for a minute.
I found myself. It came out Wednesday. Let's see, I played the hell out of it the first day it came out up to 3, and I wouldn't quit until I beat the level 3 because it was I had 2 puzzle pieces left and I wanted to beat it, but I don't know. By this time, I was playing it for how many hours? 4.
Yeah.
About that, and my brain was just fried, so I put it down, and I came back the next day and I knew automatically what I needed to do.
Nice. Yep. You overworked your brain.
Yeah. And I was just like, God, I'm so retarded. I should have known this.
I find in just about any game where there's a puzzle that stumps you, the best thing to do is after you've been working on it for like a while, the best thing to do is just turn it off and go to something else.
Well, see,
because you overthink everything.
That's my problem. If I can't figure it out after a certain time, I get a vendetta against it, like I'm fucking solving you.
Right.
And I will not rest until I do, but then I just got frustrated enough. See, I know my limits now.
You should know your limits.
I got frustrated enough to where if I kept playing it, I would break something. So I was like, nope, I'm done. Turn it off.
But what I love about the puzzles in Braid is that sometimes you look at it and you go, okay, this is easy.
Right.
But then you got to think about it and you're like, but I can't do this.
Yeah. Right.
Like it restricts you to a point. And you haven't played through the game yet, but what's really cool is like in each world, they introduce a new concept. Like in the first world, it's string rewinding.
Right.
In the second one, the second one's not the clone. The third one was the clone. Third one, you get a clone. And basically, whatever you do, you can rewind time. Your clone will still go do it.
Right.
So you got to work that into the equation. Then when you get to the fourth, you have this bubble that slows down time. But you use this bubble in very unique and different ways. Like in one level, just not to spoil anything, there's a puzzle that we sat and looked at forever, could not figure out. There's a cannon firing a ball. You can't get past this cannon. You can't get past this cannon. We kept trying to put the bubble on the actual balls as they came out to slow them down. Just kept thinking about it. And then all of a sudden in my brain I go, wait a minute. This slows down everything. So if I put the bubble on the wick of the cannon, does it slow the wick down? So I went over, put the bubble on the wick. There it was. That was the solution that I could not figure out for 20 minutes.
I love that in the fact that it makes you just stop and just think about how to do this puzzle. And if you get stuck and you're like, I'm going to cheat and do a walkthrough. And I just love how the walkthrough is like, you really don't need a walkthrough. These puzzles are solved. They're solvable, and you have to just think about
it. None of the puzzles were unfair.
Right.
None of them.
Not.
They're all right in front of you. You just have to think
now,
about it.
To be honest, I did go through a fax part for one of the puzzles in 4 because I didn't know I could do a certain thing. So I'm like, as soon as I read it, I'm like, really? I could do that? But
really, honestly, if you use a walkthrough for this game, if you use any kind of help or somebody tells you how to solve the puzzle, it completely defeats the whole purpose of playing this game.
It's really satisfying after you've been working on this puzzle for like an hour and then you're like, oh, that's how you do it. And like, oh, that's cool. And it's really a sense of satisfaction.
See, I still have like a low number of puzzle pieces I've collected because, you know, I don't want to look on Game Facts.
Yeah, I didn't want to either. I didn't know I could do it.
You know, I just want to, you know, just sit there. But thing is, I'm getting a little bit like Killer Wolverine. Sometimes I get easily frustrated.
It's a frustrating game.
I literally sometimes will grab my controller and just kind of like almost want to like break it in half. But when I get to that point, I quit the game. Yeah. So that's why I'm not that far into the game is because it's really frustrated me
sometimes
a few times.
Sometimes you just... You know, coming from me, it's going to sound kind of weird. You just got to sit back, take a breath, clear your head, and just think.
Yeah. Right.
And I hate thinking games. I hate them.
The way they've designed this game is so brilliant because sometimes some of the things that you think you can do, you really can't. And they've made it just so that you can't do it so that you will know. Like the first time you try to do something that you're not supposed to do, the way the puzzle's not supposed to be solved, it will show you. You can't do this. It's not possible. Quit trying it this way. Think of another way.
And then if you do that, if you think outside the box, they pull you in and you need to think inside the box.
Yeah,
and
sometimes you think too hard.
Yeah,
you're thinking too hard. You're like, oh, I got to do this, jump off this, bounce off this, bounce, bounce, bounce again, do this. When in fact, all you had to do was this.
Yeah.
And if you'd have thought about that from the beginning, it just it blows your mind. Sometimes you think too hard, and then you come, and it brings you back down, and it says, okay. Like, there's, like, we were watching an interview with the guy that made the game, and there's a puzzle towards the end of the game where you can solve it by sitting there and timing everything and making everything precise and using timing and patience. But he said there's actually a way to solve that puzzle doing none of that. Requires no timing, no patience, nothing. It's just an easy solution. And I would love to know what that solution is, because I use the slow timing, pacing, methodical kind of way to solve it.
Yeah.
And it took like 6 or 7 tries. Once I figured out what I needed to do, it took 6 or 7 tries to do it. He said there's another way to solve that puzzle that you don't even have to do that. And I would love to know what that is.
So tell me, do you think now that you've completed it, Zero, that there's a replayability to the game?
Honestly, I don't think I'll go back and play it again, even though there's I'm missing one achievement, which is the speed run,
yeah,
which is you go through and you got to beat every level in a certain amount of time. I don't really think that I'll go back and do that. But see, the thing is, and this kind of segs into the next part of this, the fit that everybody on the internet threw, but that it was 1,200 points instead of 800 points. Because I got to give credit to Penny Arcade, that comic.
Yeah,
did you see the comic?
Spot on.
No. Spot on that comic. The comic was basically the first panel was this guy with a T-shirt, and it said, you know, everybody has no problem spending $15 on a stupid T-shirt, and it had some kind of stupid little thing on it. And the second one, he's like, and nobody has any problem spending $15 on some crappy food, and he had him show him like eating this crazy burrito, and he's like, but the internet will throw a fit when you have to pay $15 for a game that matters. Because it's not the standard. And it's true, because Braid, probably between 6 and 10 hours, depending on how long you spend on it.
And the only replay it really has is doing the time trials.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
That's it, because once you solve the puzzle, you know how to solve the puzzle, and the only thing you can do is get faster at it.
Right.
Well, and then you can also, if you don't understand the story, go back and try to understand
the
story.
Which I don't even understand the story even after the ending. The ending is one of the weirdest, kind of creative, depressing things I've ever seen, because once I understood what happened at the end, I'm like, that's really kind of shitty.
Yeah, it really was.
Like, really? But the way it's done is really kind of neat.
Yeah, it is. It's got a really interesting presentation. Yeah.
You haven't seen it.
Well, I mean, not the ending, but the overall game.
Yeah, the game has it where you read the books and stuff.
The books,
but the way you do the epilogue,
yeah,
it's very interesting.
Hmm.
Because it's like, it takes away all the stuff you've done earlier, but there's a little bit of it in there, but it kind of goes and does this thing, and then it works with that time aspect. It continues with that whole time aspect, and then when you see it, you're like, that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
And once it took me a minute to figure out how to get back out, because you go through the last level, and then, of course, you go back, and it's just...
My only question in the game so far is, I'm going to feel stupid for asking this, because I'm sure there's a logical answer. What does fast-forwarding time have to do with it?
As long as I played the game, I never used it. I kept trying to use it, like how when you hold down the X button, you can tap the bumper to go faster backwards.
Right.
You can also tap it up to go 8 times forward, which never seemed to do anything.
Right.
So, and I love the help options.
Wait a minute!
Okay.
If you fast forward time, it stops everything, right?
Yeah.
But some things aren't affected by time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's probably how you solved that last puzzle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You just solved it for everybody.
I just solved it in my head.
Man.
But nobody knows exactly what I'm talking about. So,
shit.
But think about that.
Yeah.
Anything with a green outline is not affected by the time.
Yeah.
Well, part of that last puzzle is green.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Wow, all
right. Oh, I just had an epiphany right here on the podcast. Yeah.
So in other words, it's like this game is so brilliant that, you know, it challenges the mind to overcome conventional thinking.
It does, but then it also forces you to come back into conventional thinking.
It'll make you feel smart if you figure it out.
But it'll make you feel stupid if you overthink it.
Yeah.
If you overthink it, you'll get mad at yourself because you're like, this was so much simpler than the way they
Well, the way I did it was when I came back to it the next day and I figured it out right away. I'm like, oh, really? And I had a smile. I'm like, oh, you know, like I'm not punch myself. Like, you fucking idiot. Oh, you dumb bastard. Why didn't you figure this shit out?
I felt dumb sometimes when I didn't just think of the simplest thing.
Well, I mean, I would sit there going, talking to myself, going, you idiot. Why didn't you think of this before?
I think besides the actual puzzle mechanics of the game itself, I think some of the some of the aspects of the game that make the game extremely approachable is the fact that it looks like a 16-bit side-scrolling game.
Well, it has so many references to Mario.
Yeah.
A lot. There's even more. There's like a level that looks just like Donkey Kong.
Really?
Like literally like Donkey. And that's the other power. There's one of the worlds, the power is when you move forward, everything moves forward. But when you walk backwards, everything walks backwards.
It's not really a power. You don't really control that.
But it's part of the...
It's part of the level.
It's part of the level. Right. And that works in every chapter in that level.
And I love... Have you looked at the help? Anyone look at the help and options menu?
No.
It tells you how to play the game. You run. Or you use the left stick to move. You jump on monsters and collect puzzle pieces. That's it.
And then for the button configuration,
it tells you how to jump. And there was one more, but I forget. But nothing about the time.
It doesn't tell you how to use the time at all. It wants you to experience the game for yourself and learn everything.
Self-discovery.
Yeah. Which is part of the brilliance of this game. And anybody that says it's not worth $15 is insane, because this game is one of the most innovative things I've ever seen. If you don't have a 360, it's coming to PC. So
sorry, PS3 there you go. Guys.
I don't think it's coming to PS3.
I know, that sucks. Everyone needs to play it.
Yeah, this game is absolutely incredible, and $15 is nothing for this game, because this game is...
And, you know, we talk about the replay value, but maybe sometime down the road, I'd go back and play it again.
You go back maybe after you forget the puzzles. Yeah.
I'm hoping for some DLC, maybe. I would love to play new
levels.
Some
more puzzles.
I would love
more puzzles would be awesome.
That would be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
But it's definitely worth checking out. I mean, it is one of the most brilliant things I've ever seen. And if it wasn't downloadable, nobody would have complained that it was $15.
Right.
Nobody.
Yeah, I think someone said it best on a forum. They said, if this was a $30 DS title, nobody would be complaining.
Right. No, it would have literally been like heralded as one of the greatest things ever. And journalists need to get out there and express to people that this game is $15 is cheap for the experience that you get.
Well, I'm saying, if what the, we'll compare it to Siren is what, 8 to 10 hours long?
Well, yeah.
And that's $40, and then this one's 8 to 10
well,
hours
you could
long.
Do that with anything. Heavenly Sword's well, probably shorter than this
God,
game.
God of War on the PS2, or PSP, I beat in, what, four and a half, five hours? And it was $40.
It's never about length to me, because we were looking at my Uncharted save last night, 6 hours, 42 minutes.
Right.
For Uncharted, seriously.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah.
And that game was worth every penny of $60.
Yeah, every
but this game
$60.
Is, you know, longer than that, and it's 15, so stop complaining.
People judge price too much on replay value and don't think about, you know, how much fun you have with the game when you're playing it the first time. That's what matters.
Braid is one of the most original experiences I've had with a game in a long time.
Yeah, very long time.
Long time. It's the first game to engulf me, to make me feel like I'm accomplishing something. And one of the first games to ever just allow me to enjoy what I was doing and not get totally mad at it and force me to think about something besides, because you could literally walk through the entire game, never collect any puzzle piece, and beat it in like 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Like literally you can just walk through the entire level. There's no challenge to walking through the level. That's not the point of the game.
Right.
And that's what people need to understand. It's not about jumping on enemy heads, and it's not about platforming.
And it's not to make you think you're stupid or feel like you're stupid. It's made to make you think.
It's kind of like the military in terms of like the physical and the mental aspect. You know how they break you and then build you back up. It's kind of like what Braid is. Braid will break your patience, but then when you solve a puzzle, it builds you back up for I solved this. I overcame this puzzle. So it's kind of like that mentality of. It wants to break you and then recreate you to be better than what you was before. In terms of, you know, being a video game player.
Yeah. So definitely, Braid is worth 1,200 Microsoft space bucks.
Definitely, man. I remember I woke up the morning that it became available. You know, I had $10 or roughly 800 points available on my system. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna get Braid. And then when I saw it was 1,200 points, I was like, damn, crap, you know. And I was like, I'll play the free trial version. I was already kind of thinking, is this going to even be worth $15, dude? About 5 minutes into the game, once I learned how to reverse time and how it was that self-discovery thing, I was like, dude, I got to get another points card. So that's why I did that same day. That's why I bought the game, was because at first, like the first maybe minute of the game, is like, oh, this is pretty cool. You get to play the title screen, you know. That's pretty neat. But once you get to a certain point, which, you know, will happen within about 5 minutes of gameplay, once you get to that certain point, it's like the whole freaking world opens up and you see, you know, bright clouds, you know. It's just it
will go down in history as one of the required gamings. Things you must play to understand why this hobby is so popular.
Yep. It's like it's literally probably this generation's Eco or Ico.
Ico. Yeah. Wow. That's a pretty strong endorsement.
It is really an incredible experience that everybody should play. Everybody who says they're a gamer should experience this.
Yeah,
because it is incredible.
Even if you don't have a 360, you need to at least get it for the PC.
Yeah. And if you have a PS3, find a friend.
Or hopefully, maybe they'll announce it sometime.
Hopefully. Yeah, hopefully. That would be amazing if
everyone
cool. needs to at least experience it.
Yeah.
Plus, creator could earn some more money.
Oh, yeah. And he is a brilliant, brilliant man. If I ever met him like at a trade show or an interview or something, I just have to say I'm just enthralled with this game you created. It's amazing.
I'm all about giving that guy more money to make more games.
Yes.
Yes.
I hope this game gets word of mouth and sells like crazy, because I would love to see another game from this company. It's just incredible.
Yeah,
most definitely.
That
wraps up Fondling in record time.
Yeah.
39 minutes.
39
for Fondling
minutes.
And a big braid discussion.
There you go. So now we're going to go into
French braid discussion.
Indeed. We're going to go into the weekly dirt by Mr. Killer Wolverine.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Style Radio Program proudly presents Killer Wolverine's weekly dirt that he still doesn't read. Brought to you by Soul Calibur 4. We spent 3 years developing an incredibly detailed create-a-character system better than any fighting game ever before, so you could all make the same huge gay man with an afro. Now your host, one of these two motherfuckers that's going to read it.
Do you want to read it?
I don't matter.
I don't matter? That's what you said.
Is that what I said?
That's what you said.
Oh, man, that sucks.
You do matter, Wolverine.
Both
touched you.
Both of you matter.
Oh. Do you want to read it? I don't care.
I don't care. Whatever.
Why don't you read it?
Go ahead. How about you take
turns? We finish Fondling in 40 minutes. It's going to take us another 30 to figure out who's going to read the news.
Well, all right. No one really cares, but Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader is coming to the Live Arcade.
Does it come with Jeff Foxworthy?
I hope not.
You know what? That's actually not a bad show.
It's not, but I mean...
Yeah, I don't know if I'll play it on Xbox Live Arcade.
800-point arcade game?
Yeah.
What if it's 1,200 points?
I don't know.
Then, I
don't know if I want to pay 800 points to have somebody tell me I'm dumber than fifth grade.
Right.
Yeah, no kidding.
Probably already know this. The Cagney update for Burnout Paradise is now available for the 360.
Woo! I downloaded it and haven't even played it yet.
Nice. I don't have the game, so.
Yeah, I don't either. So, let's see. Also already on there is Battlefield Bad Company got a new mode, Conquest mode. Did I put Pit? Okay.
Pits.
All right. Pits players against each other in fast-paced battle to eliminate the opposing team's tickets.
Yeah, it's just like the
pretty
old
much
Conquest
like the old
mode.
Battlefields.
Yeah, yeah. it's the popular mode from Battlefield.
So they didn't make any new maps for it, though. Maps that are already on there that you can play in Gold Rush mode will be available to play with Conquest mode.
I'm glad they added another mode.
And it's free.
There you go. Nothing better than free.
Yeah. Microsoft is looking for a new creative director for an unannounced Halo game.
Dun dun dun.
Another Halo game from Microsoft?
You're
what?
Kidding.
Never. What?
Come on.
Never.
Next thing you're going to tell me they're going to make another Mario game.
No freaking way.
That's what I heard.
You're freaking kidding me.
That's what I heard.
Damn.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Pop.
As we probably already know, the new Rock Band DLC for this week is from Crewfest. So we have Motley Crue face down in the dirt. Fuck Cherry.
What?
Buck Cherry?
I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Right here.
So basically, we've got a lot of terrible bands.
Yeah,
some
Buck Cherry,
songs.
Rescue Me.
No, the last one's good.
Yeah.
6 a.m., Life opinion. Is Beautiful, and then System of a Down.
And to me, that's the only one that matters.
BYOB and Toxicity.
Bring your own bombs, baby.
Yes, bring your own.
Shut up.
Cool.
Okay, a new Doom game, rather, has been announced.
Should be pretty
confirmed,
awesome.
Not confirmed, but a rumor not to be a sequel.
Let me guess. It's going to star a shaved
Space Marine,
and he's going to have to fight the minions of hell itself.
That would be my guess, but...
That's a good guess.
That would be called Doom. It would be like saying, I bet Mario's going to jump on some people.
fucking
shut up.
You don't know.
Goombas.
Yeah, you don't know, man.
Yeah, he might be playing soccer. That's such
you
a
don't know.
Better
or
avenue.
Or baseball. The, yeah. Maybe even football.
Mr. Doom might have to fight My Little Ponies in Rainbow World. You don't know.
You wouldn't want to play that game.
Dude, wow. That'd be one way to flip the script.
To destroy My Little Ponies, you wouldn't play. All
right.
Okay.
Boy, if they jibbed.
That would be sweet. PS3 owners already know this. The Uncharted trophies are up, and they contain 47 trophies, 17 hidden ones, and one platinum.
One platinum. Play Uncharted again. Yes. It's not for the trophies, just for the fact that it's a fucking awesome game.
Awesome game. Awesome game. Rumors circulating that the reason why Phil Harrison left Sony was because they were rather working on the PS4. That's the rumor why he left, because he feels like, you know,
already
like
working on the PS4. Yeah. Huh.
Other rumor why Phil Harrison left is because they wouldn't pay his outrageous shaving cream stipend for his head. Onward.
Okay. Little Bald Planet.
All right.
Bald Planet.
Two Bioshock trophies were announced. A man chooses, and this involves you completing the game in survival mode, and I Choose the Impossible is awarded for another round of survival mode, but this time with the Vita chambers turned off.
So, no good luck freaking with that. Way. Yeah. No freaking way.
So they'll make you earn that trophy.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, you thought it was hard to beat the game on hard.
Yeah.
Funk dat.
Yeah. So, all right, you will not be able to kill your 360 avatars this far fall because they are only used in E10 plus and E rated games.
I was hoping
Boom.
That you could take the old Lancer to them, run the chainsaw down.
That would be awesome, but yeah. So right now that's confirmed, just E10 plus and E. So R-Type Dimensions heading to XBLA.
I'm all about a new R-Type
Sweet.
Game.
It's about time they started putting the real like shooters like Ikaruga and R-Types, and maybe now we'll get Gradius.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Downloadable services,
man. I can only hope that a new Gradius game would come.
Technically, there
maybe
is
we'll
an
new...
R-Type on PlayStation Network, though, because you can download R-Types from the PlayStation 1.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
This
yeah.
is not the first time, but it'll be the first time on Xbox Live.
Yeah, well.
Anyway. Hopefully, maybe they'll do a new Life Force.
Oh, wonder if the achievements will be...
You know, Life Force is...
Right.
Side story to Gradius.
Right.
Wonder if the achievements in R-Types will be as ridiculously hard as the game is.
You know it's just R-Type, right? Not R-Types. There's no
I can say any it. Kind. I can say Walmarts.
There's only one of them.
Walmarts.
There's only one of them.
Walmarts.
Well, you know, any game that has the word R-Type is extremely difficult.
Yeah, indeed.
But it's awesome.
Indubitably.
I love R-Type.
I don't think we need to do the next
one.
Yeah,
we already know Braid costs $15. Now, there's a huge list of rock level. This is actually the entire list of Rock Revolution tracks.
Why do all these songs sound familiar? Oh, they were in other games.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well.
Oh, snap.
Dr. Feelgood wasn't it?
No, that one wasn't. I was just being facetious.
There's a lot on here that, you know.
Spoiler!
Chop Suey comes out. Let's see.
I see Pull Me Under by Dream Theater.
Highway Star by the Deep Purple.
Yeah.
Also, you gotta love...
We're not gonna take it. No, I really don't have to like that. I don't have to like that.
I like that song.
Gonna take it. Oh, fuck Papa Roach.
Hey,
that's
look.
All I have to say.
Falling Away From Me by... The
Run to the Hills again. Again.
Yep.
Walk! Are you talking to me?
All My Life by the Foo Fighters.
That was in Guitar Hero.
Yes,
Wyatt.
R-Truth by Lacuna Coil.
Two people play this song?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. Paralyzer by Fingerland.
You know what? This list does not make me
seriously?
Want this game anymore.
You knew it was coming.
No, seriously.
You talking about this?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, Skater Boy.
I refuse. Just because Avril Lavigne is in this game, I refuse to buy it.
Yeah, well.
I'm done. I'm out. I'm all out.
He's not all in. He's all out.
Breaks.
I take my chips and leave.
All right, Siren, Blood Curse.
Bud Curse?
You just call it Bud Curse? I got a Bud Curse sometimes.
Blood Curse will be released on Blu-ray this fall.
Good, then I won't have to download it.
Where's my little bullet point? What'd
you I don't know. Dude, this is
he
your...
He effed your bullet point.
This
he
is your... This is yours.
I put a bullet
point
anyway.
Well,
Rock Band 2 dates. Here they are for the 360, September 14th.
Woohoo!
PS3, October 19th.
Boo.
And the Wii, November 18th.
Boo.
So what, it's like one a month?
That sounds like it.
Simultaneous release for the win.
Yeah.
But seriously, 360 paid for a month exclusive?
Yeah, it's stupid.
That's stupid.
That's retarded.
It's the stupidest thing I heard.
It was stupid to pay for an exclusive window on Rock Band 2 anyway.
But they still are claiming that they didn't pay for that.
Well.
Oh, bullshit.
Yeah.
Whatever.
In other news.
P-
people saying that Left 4 Dead will be coming to the PS3? Nope.
Yeah, that rumor got killed
it
by Valve.
It was killed by Valve.
Here's the thing about the rumor killed, though. Valve said, we won't be bringing Left 4 Dead to the PS3.
Doesn't mean EA won't.
Doesn't mean EA won't.
But remember
like
what
they
happened
did with
the orange box.
And that was a disaster. So if I was a PS3-only owner, I don't know that I would be all that sad if it just doesn't come, period, if Valve's not going to bring it. Because EA fucked up the orange box unbelievably. So
yeah.
And we all know that Gabe Newell hates the PS3.
We also know that he hates treadmills.
We also know that he's a genius of game design.
He is.
And
he's a brilliant man. That he has Dennis Dyack syndrome.
That he loves eating.
He has Dennis Dyack syndrome, too.
He does have Dennis Dyack
syndrome. He can't
keep his
mouth
shut. Unfortunately, yeah. Dennis caught it, I think, from Gabe Newell, because he was never like that before.
No, he wasn't.
Final Fantasy. I don't know how to say this.
Agito
13 and a Parasite Eve, quote, sequel, unquote. The third birthday will be coming to the PS3.
No, Parasite Eve sequel's coming to the PSP. Square confirmed that at their
PSP,
little DSK.
Yes. So is this Final Fantasy Agito is also on the
I'm
PSP.
I'm sorry, that's a typo on my part.
Yeah, good work,
sorry,
news editor.
I don't edit it, I write it and send it.
Yeah, I hadn't edited it.
My bad.
Yet, so.
That's actually PSP.
Parasite Eve sequel's coming to the PSP, which is another example of pissing me off by making sequels to some of my favorite games on a portable.
Yeah, but the PSP's awesome.
I love the PSP, but I'd much rather play it on my PS3.
So would your mom.
Yeah, she probably would.
And I love Parasite Eve.
I do, too. That's good. Except for the second one wasn't very good. But
yeah, the second one wasn't that good.
I love Parasite Eve, except for half the franchise.
That was true about Devil May Cry for a long time.
That's true.
Yeah.
The Blu-ray re-release of Final Fantasy VII Advent Children will come with a playable demo of Final Fantasy XIII.
That still won't make me sit through that movie.
No.
And the movie is actually over 20 minutes longer.
Great, so it makes even less sense now. Yeah.
I couldn't see
it. I watched it, and it didn't make any sense. I own it. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. I'm hoping that the extra 20 minutes does make it.
Probably just confuse you more.
Actually, it'll probably be additional action sequences.
You know, you could add 20 minutes to the remake of The Fog, and it's still shit.
Yes.
Sorry, I've never actually seen Advent Children. I don't know if it's any good or not. That was just a really good excuse for me to rip on The Fall.
It's fun to watch as long as you don't try to follow the story.
Gotcha.
That's the kick.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a good looking movie.
Don't take that as a knock on Advent Children because I've never seen it. It was more of an excuse to beat up on The Fall.
Did you just recently watch that?
No, but I saw that it was going to be on TV.
Oh, okay.
Sweet.
So, and the fact that it's being supported by commercials makes me want to kill myself.
Must be on TBS.
Yeah, it must be. All right, it's rumored that the new Call of Duty will be out next year. It'll have a sci-fi tone and will be published by Infinity Ward because they seem to be taking
this
turns.
You're talking about Call of Duty 6.
Yes.
Technically. Well,
it's not going to have a 6.
Because they don't have numbers anymore. Right. But Infinity Ward's will, so this will be 5.
Right. The one after World of War.
Hey, I'm so confused at this point.
You know what would be cool? If it's called Call of Duty. That's my alien sound.
All right, moving on.
That was a terrible alien sound, but it did make a cool. It did make a cool little design on the recorder.
No one can see this, but you need to take a picture and post it on the web. Whatever. Legendary will be released on September 30th. ID CEO Todd
Hollinshead.
Hollinshead would like another Doom movie.
I didn't mind the first Doom.
I didn't either.
It was entertaining.
I mean, it wasn't awful. It wasn't The Fog bad.
It wasn't
Street Fighter. Would you stop with The Fog?
It wasn't Resident Evil Apocalypse bad.
It wasn't Alone in the Dark. It
wasn't Street Fighter bad.
Well, nothing is Street Fighter bad except for Super Mario Brothers.
Mortal Kombat 2 is Street Fighter bad.
Oh, Mortal Kombat 2
was
awful.
Pretty bad movie.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Okay, more 360 price cuts are rumored to show up next month. Leaked prices maybe will be arcade. With Noah hard drive is $199, the Pro is $299, and the Elite is $399.
When you had no HD in parentheses, I'm like, what is it, a Wii? That was a Gambit's Con joke.
I'm very curious to see what this price drop does to the sales of the 360 in all the territories.
Is the Elite really going to $399? How much was it before?
Like $449? I think it was $450.
I paid $399 for my first 360, so that's why I guess it doesn't feel like a price drop.
You know what they're doing?
But that's the Elite, though.
See, now they're trying to match Sony because they're going down to that one system for $400. So,
right.
All right.
We'll see what happens.
Quest for Booty.
Yes. The Ratchet & Clank Quest for Booty will be released on the 21st of this month for $15.
It's a documentary about Gambus Khan.
And I hope nobody bitches about that game being $15 either, because it looks pretty awesome.
Well, it's going to be about, what do you say, I forget how long they said it was.
I don't really care how long it is, because it looks incredible.
Yeah,
it does. If you like Ratchet & Clank, I'm sure it's worth $15.
For a downloadable game, that's gorgeous.
And you know something? If anybody who's working at Sony, you need to get those cards out pronto.
ASAP. I need some cards, yeah.
Yeah, some of those cards, because not all of us want to use our credit card.
Or at least give us a reason why the hell that's taking so long.
Because it's hard to make plastic cards with denominational
values. Well, I mean, that's the whole story of PS3. Everything takes so long.
I personally don't mind using my credit card.
The last time I used my credit card, someone was trying to get in my account. And now the last I can link it to the PS3.
Gotcha.
So,
but
No longer.
It would definitely increase their sales if they released the point cards like Microsoft has and Nintendo has.
I got a couple of PSN games I want to buy. So,
indeed.
Square Enix launched a new brand in Japan. Pure Dreams will focus on character branded games.
Oh, great! So now we're going to have the freaking cloud Dayton simulator.
It's possible.
Yeah,
it'll probably be turn-based and full of CGI.
No freaking way.
Shane Kim promises new 360 IPs are on the way.
Killer Instinct.
Yeah, that's not a new IP.
Yeah, it is. It's new for Microsoft.
It would be new for Microsoft.
Killer Instinct.
As everyone probably heard about this, Jim Brown is suing EA and Sony for trademark infringement, unauthorized use of likeness, trademark dilution, and unfair business practices. And
did they make an I'm Gonna Get You Sucker game? For the PS3? Because his big toe swelled up.
Yeah.
And only people over 25 will get that joke.
That was a great movie.
That was a great movie.
So, yeah. Why Sony's on there? I don't know.
Because they...
they're evil.
Because that's... Madden was... I don't know. It had something to do with Madden being distributed the most on PlayStation or something.
That's retarded.
I don't remember what it was.
Jim Brown, seriously, you were a great
running back. It has something
to
do with distribution.
What the...
Maybe just Sony distribute it for the PS2, or maybe they press the games for the PS2 or something. I don't know.
Oh, whatever. There you go. Here's some odd news.
I'm just talking out of my ass, pretty much.
Okay.
Sweet.
Here's some odd news out of Japan. PSP sales drop. 360 sales rise.
That's because of Tales of Vesperia.
Yeah, that's the only reason.
There was actually a line for that.
Next selling out.
Next month, it'll be back down to selling
12.
6.
Damn. I gave him too much credit.
Whenever Home comes out.
We have a larger listener base in Japan than the 360 has user base.
Sweet!
Whenever PlayStation Home comes out, a 2D version of Echochrome is coming for it.
Nice.
Really? How do you make a 2D version of Echochrome? That's very interesting.
I don't know.
That is very
I'd be very interested to play that.
It's very weird.
We already know this. The new Guitar Hero 3 downloadable content is the Interscope Track Pack. Includes Flyleaf and Tina, AFI...
Carcinogen,
thank you. Crush. And
those are things that cause cancer.
Yes, like, you know, the cigarettes.
And this podcast.
And the podcast. And Marilyn Manson song, which is a remix from Nick Zinner from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. I didn't read the title, so we'll move on.
Do you really care?
Putting holes in happiness.
It's the same three tracks that were available for free when you bought the soundtrack when the game came out.
All right, moving on from that. GTA Chinatown is rumored to contain 70-plus missions, 20-plus hours of straight gameplay, with significant replayability on top of those 20-plus hours.
So it's like every other GTA made.
And a lot of pop-ups, just like every other GTA ever made.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. According to Naughty Dog's Richard...
Lamar Chand.
Thank you.
I like watching him try and struggle with it.
Quote, we think we're probably only using 30 or 40% of the power of the PS3.
I'm so sick of this. We're only using so much that Rare just did this shit, too.
Yeah.
We're only using 20%. I don't care how much percent you're using as long as you're making a good game. Moving on.
I mean, if that's what they're only using, I can't wait to see what it's at 90.
I wonder what percentage of the...
Mag?
360, the Braid used. And it was a pretty kick-ass game.
15%.
Percentages.
You're
going
to have to read that name. The head team,
Fumito
Aiko
Ueda,
thank you, stated that he would like to work on a small-scale title for the PSN.
Maybe he should just finish one game.
Yeah. Well, he said he's also not in any rush to finish his current project.
Well, then stop talking about making one to make another game.
It's, you know, future stuff.
One game at a time.
You would like to.
And perhaps you should make another game.
Why can't
he dream? We're always going to have the game studios like EA and Ubisoft that will push a new game out every 6 months. It's nice to have game studios that take their time.
I guess I would be excited if I really liked Ico.
I loved Ico. I didn't care much for Ico.
I like Colossus, but I didn't really care much for Ico.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I like Ico better than Shadow of the Cross. Not that saying that's... No,
did you just English that?
Did I English it?
Shadow of the
Colossus.
You called it Shadow of the Colossus.
Shadow of the Colossus.
Boy.
Wow. All right,
that was bad.
Bethesda's Peter Hines has stated that, quote, "I have no doubts in my mind that at its core and for everything that it provides, the Fallout is a better game than Oblivion."
Oh, snap.
Oh, snap.
That's
good. Did you call him Peter Hines? I always call him Pete.
Yeah, Peter.
It's good that that this time they're actually going to take a step forward with their next game instead of the step backwards that Oblivion was from Morrowind.
Oh, here we go.
I love Oblivion. It's still probably fighting for one of my top spots in the games that I've played this gen, but Morrowind was so much better. The only thing that was a step forward for Oblivion was the combat. And then even then, it got ruined because all the enemies scaled to your level.
Yeah.
Pain in the ass. But Oblivion was awesome, don't get me wrong.
Oblivion was awesome.
Don't piss off Bethesda.
I'm just such a big fan of the Elder Scrolls series that it was a big disappointment.
I wonder if they're working on another one.
I imagine, after Fallout.
I don't think so. All right, the 2 Human demo has hit 1 million downloads. And probably more than that as we speak. So, Luke,
yeah, but did you read the other news? This was just a ridiculous post. According to a leak from inside the GameStop industry, basically when the demo hit, 300,000 pre-orders were canceled. Another 70,000 were made.
No, wrong numbers. It was 375,000 new pre-orders were made, and 400 and some were canceled. And then the week after, it was what you're talking about. But it was 250,000 new pre-orders and 70,000 more cancellations.
Let's see, it went from pre-ordering over 1 million to less than 700,000 was the final tally that I read on the report.
That's
that
different
I read.
Than what I read.
So, Mr. Wombolt, do you also...
There's no T on the end of my name.
Okay, Wombolt.
Just kidding.
Okay, so do you also read the stock... For Silicon Knights?
No, I do not.
Oh, okay.
I don't really care. I just
they were up
that
this week. They were. It's because of 2 Human.
2 Human's not out.
The anticipation for 2 Human has upped their stock.
Then when it comes out, it'll go boo.
Sweet.
See, you can hate on it all you want to, but I guarantee it sells over 1 million. Guaranteed.
There's no doubt it's going to sell over 1 million. It's a Microsoft marketed title.
And I guarantee it averages on Metacritic over 8. I would guarantee.
Over 8?
Yep. I will go on the line right now.
That sounds like a challenge.
I might actually fight that because I think too many people are going to enjoy ripping it to pull Metacritic down to under.
You know, I think that would have been the case a couple months ago, but most of the journalists that I've read online have actually changed their tune about the game quite a bit.
But I still don't think it's going to average over 8.
I do.
It might. Okay. LucasArts has more than one MMO in development.
Didn't know they had one, but don't really care.
Well,
yeah, and I bet they're all crap.
Okay. Rare's Nick Burton, this is the one he was talking about, told Video Gaming 24/7 that 360 hasn't reached it, its limit.
Moving on.
Well, you know what else has not reached its limit?
Oh, here we go.
The freaking Super Nintendo.
Okay.
You know why? Because every system, if you're a great programmer, you can squeeze more info out of a system. No matter what it is.
I can squeeze more icing out of a tube when I think it's
really
empty.
I don't want to know what you can squeeze, man.
You know what? You know what else hasn't reached its limit? Rare as a developer, because they still haven't made a game as good as Conker was.
Yeah. All right. The Wheelman and This Is Vegas were pushed back to 09.
I forgot about This Is Vegas.
Yeah,
I totally forgot about that game.
Konami announced that it brought in $655 million, and that's part to Metal Gear sales.
No, that's all Metal Gear sales.
No, just they claim it's just a part, but whatever. Some incentive to pre-order Little Big Planet. You get an exclusive Kratos Sackboy.
I don't know if I want Kratos
DLC.
A sack.
Okay.
It's pretty cool looking, though.
A Noriko Sackboy.
Kratos a sack?
Mm-hmm.
A sticker book. the Little Big Planet Creator Mini Guide, and a burlap Little Big Planet pouch.
You don't get all those things.
Yeah, you get all those things.
No, you don't. It's different stores will have different things.
Okay, that wasn't on there.
I want a little sack boy.
No, it's different. Different stores have different things. From what I understand, GameStop's getting the Kratos sack boy DLC.
Oh, so that's like the other. Okay,
right.
No, that's stupid. But
you know, as much as I rip the PS3, I'm really, really, really
looking
really,
forward to playing really, with Kratos' sack.
Yes, I'm looking forward to Kratos' sack and all the other sacks that I'll build a handle and Little Big Planet.
You know what? With the risk of being labeled a giant geek, I would so buy a plush sack boy if it came out.
Man, I would get it and have it like standing right next to my freaking Master Chief and Star Wars figures.
Jiggle Big Planet.
Because I'm a freaking nerd, man.
All right. Nerding on.
This was interesting. I didn't know about this. Apparently, there has been a scavenger hunt put into Rainbow Six Vegas 2 that urges players to look for clues in the campaign regarding the new movie Tropic Thunder. Players who reach the end of the hunt will receive an invitation to join Ubisoft's VIP club, a chance to download a free VIP map, and will be entered into a prize drawing for an Xbox 360 Elite system with a one-year live subscription along with a collection of Ubisoft games.
Nice. That's a good top prize.
The CEO of Massive, Corey Von Arsdale.
I want a name like
nice.
That.
Is quoted to say, "This is a new and highly innovative use of dynamic in-game advertising and really demonstrates the creativity and marketing power of this medium. I did not know this. I would like to have played it."
With a name like Corey Von Arsdale, it sounds like he probably actually said, "This is a new and highly innovative use of dynamics in-game ad blah, 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 blah." Sorry.
You know something? I like this.
Anytime there's a van in your name or a
shallow and pedantic.
I like this tactic. Viral marketing hidden within a game that's optional. I'd like that.
That's clever.
Hold on. Where's your joke that you couldn't finish the hunt because your 360 red-ringed?
Yeah. Oh, you made it. There you go, Mr. Jokester.
All right. There have been reports of hardware failure for the PS3. I messed that all up. Update 2.42 is apparently causing some people to have hardware failure.
Mine didn't. So it's not true.
Good enough.
There's no such thing as a red ring of death. I've never had one.
Not true.
There's no such thing as a yellow light of death.
Atlas is bringing the strategy RPG Eternal Poison to the PS2.
You know something? That's all great and fine and dandy and fantastic and everything, but here's the thing.
Atlas
is bringing out like an RPG like every 2 weeks now. I would have to be rich and and completely devoided of any life whatsoever
devoided.
In order to take advantage of the
Yonoided?
Yes.
Sorry.
Of the... What was I talking
you
about?
You derailed him!
That's my bad.
You totally derailed him.
You have to be rich to play a lot of RPGs.
Locomotive going down the...
And I threw in the Yonoid reference and just fucked everything up.
Yeah, exactly. But
he's not getting my pizza.
Yeah, Atlas...
Damn, Noid.
Stop making RPGs?
No.
Or stop releasing them?
Here's the thing. You release Spectral Force. You release... what's that other one?
Operation Crapness?
Yeah, Operation Crapness. Dude... People are buying your games just because it has Atlas on it. Freaking stop, Atlas. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, if you want your name to not be tarnished for just bringing out pieces of crap RPGs and strategy games, concentrate on good and fantastic games. Release them. Don't just tarnish your name. Don't just be like, "Oh, it's a generic RPG, so those Americans will buy it."
Those Americans.
So
damn
anyway,
round
you gotta shake your fist when you say that.
In other words, Atlas, you're a good company. Don't blow it.
So wait, what you're saying is people will buy a crappy game just because of the name that's on it?
Yes.
In other words, Madden comes out next week.
Oh, ba-doon-doon-tee.
Okay, all right.
There you go.
Done? Good?
Yeah.
All out of your system?
Yes.
All right. All right, as a port...
part.
P-A-R-T.
Thank you.
Potty.
Part of Warhawk's 1.5 update, the game will receive over 50 trophies.
Woohoo!
The update will also introduce custom music tracks from the home menu. new paint schemes and insignias and a range of tutorial missions to help new players out.
Good
It'll
work.
It'll be on released October 27th.
I've also heard
August 27th.
That's what I say.
You said October.
God damn it. Whatever.
I've also heard it adds single player modes.
Which would be the tutorials.
That. I want actually bots.
And it's also
bots.
Rumored to have jetpacks.
Woohoo!
That's kind of dumb.
Well, and you know what? Cool. The jetpacks have, I mean, they're still technically rumored at this point, but the trophy list came out, and there's trophies for smashing someone on a jetpack. So
I guess they're pretty much
It's
announced.
Close to confirmed.
Okay.
But I think it's going to be awesome.
All right. 2K Boston will not be making BioShock 2.
Boo.
We already knew that.
That is a boo and a half.
But
man.
Ken Levine's still overseeing the
right,
game, so.
Final Fantasy 13 will be coming out in the 360 in Asia. Yeah, go ahead and take this Japanese name. I'm sorry, I don't want to butcher it.
Hironobu Takeshita.
Yes, has told Gamasutra.
Gamasutra
that players will have the option, via the option menu, to introduce and adjust old-timey NES glitches like screen flicker.
Yeah, baby.
And that's according
that's
to
in, That's in Mega Man 9.
Yeah, you didn't
yeah,
really
Mega
say
Man
what
9,
it was
yeah,
in.
I'm sorry, Mega Man 9 will have
yeah.
old-timey glitches.
Will it have slow down when you go past the Pac-Man enemies?
Yeah. The awesomeness of that is beautiful.
A new 360 dashboard update is up, but doesn't do anything. It just gets it ready for the upcoming Xbox Guide that will be hitting this fall.
Which you don't have to use, so people quit bitching about it.
This brought to you by Zero Tolerance.
Indeed.
This may be a rumor or not, I don't really know. EA will take the Medal of Honor series into the modern day and will take place in Afghanistan in the year of 2002. But apparently, the reason why I don't know if it's rumor or not, it's rumored that EA confirmed this, so I don't know.
So
it's rumored that the rumor
confirmed.
Was confirmed
yeah.
by a rumor.
So
rumor.
Take that as you will.
Yeah.
It might I got a rumor.
Take that home, chew on it.
In Afghanistan.
Spit it out.
In 2002.
Swallow it.
So GTA 4 PC November 18th.
Awesome.
And another thing to fuel the fanboy war is rumor has it Microsoft may have paid Square to bring Final Fantasy 13 to 360.
And then Microsoft denied
yes.
that they paid. It's who cares?
Yeah,
either
it's
way.
It's coming. It's not going to affect you PS3 owners. Shut
either way, Square Enix is going to be making more money now that they're going to release it for...
right, which is the whole point.
And more
which
people
is the
will
whole
get to play
point.
It.
They're
yeah,
making
so,
their money.
So... It,
and
if,
you know,
if Microsoft paid Square is freaking regardless. It doesn't matter.
The whole thing is the reason why PS3 owners are bitching is because they're working on them at the same time, and it's, you know, PS3 is going to get dumbed down because they're working. No, it's going. They're working on the PS3 version first. When that's done, they're converting it to 360. Shut the fuck up. Shut the
well,
fuck
here's,
up.
Well, here's the thing, too. People complaining about Microsoft paying for Square Enix to break the exclusivity. If I was a 360 only or a PS3 only owner, I would want whatever company I own the console for to pay for other companies to break exclusivity because I would want them to do whatever they could to get the games that I want on my system if I've only got one. So I don't see it as a bad thing. Honestly, I think that
it's not.
That both the companies should pay to get the games that the people that own their system want to have.
Yeah.
That's called business 101, taking care of your customer.
Yeah. All right, SOCOM Confrontation will be released on October 14th and will retail for $40 for just the disc and if you want to download on the PSN. And, of course, the bundle will be around $60 with
there
the headset
go.
And everything. PC news, whatever. Warhammer Online, Age of Reckoning, will launch worldwide
which
on
actually
the 18th of September.
Looks really cool and makes me want to actually play it, but I just don't have the time for an MMO.
No. Bungie has gone on the record and stated that Halo could learn a lot from Call of Duty 4.
Yeah.
So, if
yeah,
should,
that's true. Yeah. And if they do implement some of the Call of Duty 4 like cinematography and immersiveness, Halo 4 could end up being
the best in the series.
Once again, perhaps the best first-person shooter ever.
Yeah, we'll see when that happens. Soul Calibur 4 sold more than 2 million copies worldwide.
It's good to hear.
Yes, yes. Interesting Gears of War news. 2 will have parental controls that will turn the blood into sparks and take out the bad cursing words. Why?
Oh,
what's the point of this?
Ain't that nice?
It's an M-rated game. There's no reason for this.
Ain't that nice? That's like taking a movie like Planet Terror and making it into a children's film.
It's stupid. I don't know why they would do that, but whatever. According to Kotaku, Xbox Live DLC has brought in $240 million. With $180 million of that in the last 12 months.
It's pretty impressive.
So, That's DLC.
That's like Spanish.
That's DLC, man.
Wow. This is like stereotype edition of N4G Podcast Radio.
You know, half of Rare staff is working on some unannounced titles.
Woohoo!
Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
And, I don't. Do you have this on here, the other Rare
thing? I do not know.
Perfect Dark and Killer Instinct coming to Xbox Live Arcade?
No, not that.
Rare needs to get their act together.
Would you stop ranting about every damn thing that comes up?
They need to get their act together, man. Their next game, I'm just really hoping that it's not another Viva Pinata game.
My hope was risen in Rare this week, and the most exciting Rare news I read this week was the guy said we would be stupid not to do another Conker.
Oh yeah, I did read that.
Which makes me very happy because Conker's Bad Fur Day is one of the greatest platformers ever created.
Oh yeah. Dude, another Conker game for 360? That'd be fantastic.
That would be fantastic.
All right. We all know that Fable 2 will be released this year, 21st of October. The special edition will include a making of DVD, bonus in-game content, which is the Hall of the Dead dungeon, the Wreckager, legendary cutlass weapon, and otherworldly bonuses. A little Hobbs figure,
Hobbs.
48-hour live card, and 5 printed fate cards. It is estimated retail $80, and included in special edition also is the Master Chief's armor,
which I think is the otherworldly bonus.
I think it's Master Chief's armor.
Because he's from out of this world,
right,
or whatever.
Okay.
Have you seen the Fable 2 Master Chief armor?
It looks
pretty cool.
Yeah, it really does.
It does.
Another TNA Impact wrestler, Kevin Nash, has been confirmed to join the roster. Blitz the League 2 news, Frank Caliendo and Jay Moore have joined the Lawrence Taylor in providing their voices for the game. N4G, our big sis, is reporting that Little Big Planet is coming to the PC.
That was based off of a box art that came from GameStop.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I wonder if Frank Caliendo is only in there to do his Madden impression
the entire game. Because it's awesome. Or George Bush,
Pahuse.
My guess would be he's going to be doing the Madden impression the whole time.
Yeah, which would be awesome.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Dennis Dyack has said that if you want to reach level 50 in Too Human, the game can be anywhere from 50 to 80 hours long.
And will require multiple playthroughs.
Yes. Let's see. Briefly go over the PSN... content. Core Episode 3 is up with an invitation to the Resistance 2 beta, some NASCAR add-ons, the new Guitar Hero and Rock Band DLC, and some Tomb Raider goodies, like a theme and wallpaper. You can check the rest out, you know, online.
You know what? That game, I'm actually really looking forward to the new Tomb Raider game, and it's sort of fallen off the hype meter lately.
It really
is. You really haven't seen much out of it, so I'm hoping they ratchet that up closer to the game's release.
I'm sure they will, but it's Tomb Raider, so.
Yeah.
All right, if you're following the Brett Favre drama, then you're aware of him becoming a Jet. And due to this, EA has stated that Brett will be available to play as a Jet on Madden 09 for day one. So on Tuesday, you'll get to play as him. Also, the game will ship with the cover, of course, with him as a Packer, but you will be able to download and print out a cover with him in a Jets uniform. So you don't have to download him as a roster update, but I guess according...
To play online, you do.
Yes, you have to download him. So he will be a Jet... Sorry, Packer.
Fantastic.
Fans. So.
Yes.
All right, Real-Time Worlds. The makers of Crackdown has told Video Gaming 24/7 that a sequel to Crackdown could happen. And I'm going to quote here, "I don't think the door's closed. Obviously, right now, we're tied up with ABP and everything else. But hopefully, in the future, we'll have the resources. Yeah, and something can be worked out with Microsoft. So.
Here's the thing about Crackdown, though. The game itself doesn't really need a sequel as long as they make another game with the same mechanics. Because, there really, there was no story to speak of in Crackdown. So not like the story really needs
a
sequel.
It wasn't a deep story.
I mean, if you use that engine into, you know, another
Batman
story, I was trying to avoid that, into
Batman.
Another, you know, story or something, it would be pretty cool.
You know,
so.
I don't think I have your guys' news in here. So.
No, you don't. Just come on.
Oh, damn.
It's taking too long.
Well, if you would quit ranting. Ranter. according to GameSpot, Ubisoft is suing Optical Experts Manufacturing, the company that it contracted to reproduce copies of Assassin's Creed, the game disc. Apparently, one of OEM's employees took a copy of the game home and posted on the internet in late February, and that was 6 weeks before the game hit the stores. And due to this, Ubisoft said that that led to more than 700,000 copies of the game being pirated.
700,000 people didn't want to play Assassin's Creed.
I know, so, I don't want
to
play it.
So they hired them to reproduce copies of the Assassin's Creed game disc. Now, did they also hire them to reproduce every mission in the game over and over again?
Apparently. I don't know. But, okay. Of course, we kind of briefly mentioned... No, we didn't.
We mentioned this before the show, but they weren't here for that.
Right.
You should have been. It was a good time.
You want to apply to the home beta, all you got to do is download the home theme that was in this current DLC content Thursday on the PSN, and you'll be automatically entered for a chance to participate.
The only thing that I think kind of hurts my chances is that I think I read that they're basing off who they're giving the beta keys to off of PlayStation Network activity. So I've played a lot of Warhawk, I guess, but that's really about the only game I've played online on the PSN. So
great. You'll be able to participate in just staring at a loading screen for 8 hours.
Moving on.
All right. We already touched on this, but if you pre-order SOCOM, Confrontation, and GameStop, you will be given a beta key that holds two other keys so you can distribute them amongst their friends. That will start in September. Driver will hit the PSN on August 14th.
Which is a great game. The first one was.
Raiden 4 will come into the XBLA.
Yes. Raiden 4. Sweet.
And finally, before we hit this rumor, which apparently I missed, Sega has admitted that the criticism they were getting for the most recent crappy Sonic games is warranted.
Nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we admit. We kind of effed up on that.
We kind of screwed them up.
We
kind
of ruined Sonic.
First off, when was this announced? This is what we're going to talk about. I don't know. This rumor.
It's not even that big a deal when it was announced. It was Force Unleashed demo this week.
Oh, I thought I had that in one of my... Previous weeks.
Yeah,
you had it rumored for August. Had it rumored for the month of August. It's actually rumored to be this week.
Thursday, I think.
Because the PSN updates on Thursday.
Was it Thursday night?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't.
I mean the demo's Thursday.
When was that announced?
Because I don't know. I just saw it today.
If it was probably Friday. I missed it. I don't do it on Friday, so.
So there you go. So now we got to move into questions.
Man, blowing right
away. Fly, man.
We got to pound through some of these questions.
Pound it.
That's why we're rushing a little bit today. We're behind on questions.
All right. We're going into the thread. We're going to start off. What are we on? Page 9?
No.
Yeah,
we're
on page 9.
I thought we were still on 8.
Did we finish 8?
Oh, that's right. We did because you wouldn't let us leave until we
finished. Oh, that's right.
So we start on 9.
Put the hammer down.
Are you Joshin? Apparently, he saw me perusing the thread a month ago and posted some questions, so this is how old they are. What do you guys think of the new 360 SKU?
The 60 gig?
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, 60 gig.
Phase out the 20 gig because you really can't do anything with
it. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
It's good.
Anytime, more hard drive space is always a plus.
Yeah.
What about the iPhone 3G and its gaming?
You know what? I'll let you know because I think that's what I'm going to get for a phone in September when my contract expires.
You're switching to AT&T?
AT&T, yeah. Because I hate Sprint anyway. So
I told you that when you're getting a phone.
Ridiculous $500 phones.
No,
it's $199.
Yeah.
Yeah. Price drop.
With 18. If you sign a new contract,
right.
It's $199.
Yeah.
$200 for a phone.
Oh, yeah.
It's
not just a phone.
Yeah.
He doesn't see it, though. He's not a cell phone guy. Okay, we're moving on.
He's not a portable guy, period.
It's like a miniature computer attached to a cell phone.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Last question.
Are the booth babes finally gone?
Not yet.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well,
yes.
I would say this. They probably are, but... I'd like to come back.
Yeah, I think right.
They didn't care about you anyway.
Yeah, okay. That's
yeah, I know.
Stop poking me.
I'm not poking you. When the fuck did I poke you?
This one comes from LJ Woolley. Who is the sexiest podcast member?
This is a very awkward question.
Wait, everybody looking around the room like...
It is an awkward question.
You sizing everybody up?
We're all dudes, so...
We're all dudes. I mean, what kind of question is that? I mean, you want us to be like, oh, I think he's pretty hot. No, I'm not going to say...
Actually, I go with Gambus, and you need to send me that picture.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
You forgot to send me that picture,
It's
too.
Definitely Gambus. I'll post the picture on the forums. Yes. Just because of that one picture, it goes to Gambus.
Goes to Gambus because of that picture.
Yeah.
That picture.
I'll post it on the forum.
Lord Vader is the next question.
Awesome name.
He said, yo, guys, one of your few, if any, Scottish listeners.
Yeah, we have a couple Scottish listeners.
Awesome.
I'm pleased to hear that Monster Hunter has made such an impact on some of you. I've been a huge supporter of Monster Hunter franchise for many years, but as the owner of only a PS3, was shocked and confused when I heard the news that Monster Hunter 3 had been announced as a Wii exclusive. What are your opinions on this decision? Do you feel that the Wii is right for the game? After all, you said yourself that Monster Hunter is not a pick-up-and-play game, which is the type of game that most Wii owners are attracted to.
To tell you the truth, I think Monster Hunter 3 should probably be a PS3 game.
Agreed.
It should be a PS3 game. The reason why it's on the Wii is because the Wii is the most popular.
Right.
It's going to sell.
The only thing that kind of I think is going to be cool about the Wii version is I'm curious to see what they do with the motion controls in terms of attacks and trap setting and stuff.
I don't want to be swinging my arm every time I want to attack something. Mm. I mean, that's...
I'm just curious. I'm curious stupid. To see because I assume it will make the aiming on the bows and the crossbows much better.
Now that would be cool.
And
if you could use it to use your crossbows or whatever, or to set traps.
Right.
Or maybe another innovation.
Right.
That hasn't been in the series yet that uses motion control. But I don't want to use motion control for like sword swinging or anything like that.
But I would, as far as it goes, I would love to have seen what the PS3 could have done with Monster Hunter, some of the monsters and so forth.
Yeah, most definitely.
All right. Next question comes from Silvanos. He says, should Nintendo even bother showing up to E3 anymore? Maybe they should just go to toy fairs and conventions. Their keynote address was horrible. What do you think?
I think Nintendo's products in general should be made a Toys R Us exclusive. Because
not Toys R Us. They're going to go bankrupt, dude. Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe they could help Toys R Us.
It become the Nintendo Toys R Us store.
I don't think anybody should show up to E3.
Well,
anymore.
After next year, I think that's it. So
E3 has been dying a slow death for several years.
But
if
E3 was still the show it was, no, I don't think they should.
I think we should have something like the equivalent of the Tokyo Game Show, where it's like a big giant convention that's open to the public. Maybe like in Chicago or New York City.
Penny Arcade Expo's like that.
Yeah.
And PAX. You know what? They said that they're going to do an East Coast Penny Arcade Expo in 2009 or 2010, one of the two. I think it's 2010.
Excellent. I mean, just as long as it's closer to Ohio, that'd be pretty sweet.
Well, Nintendo just needs to post whatever new stuff is on you're coming out with on their website.
Speaking of Nintendo, not to change subjects, well, it's still the same kind of subject. It's about Nintendo. I looked through the newest issue of Nintendo Power.
You know what? You might want to hold that thought. There's a question coming up for you in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Next question comes from Barantis. Hello. If you guys could make any movie into a video game, what would it be? I'd really want to see Beethoven 2nd made into a game. Oh, wait. That lameness was already excreted onto a Nintendo console. I wouldn't mind seeing that, maybe with some peanut butter application and removal scene involving the character Rice. But seriously. I want some old Schwarzenegger movies to be made into a game. Running Man is built for a game, as was Total Recall. Do I detect a rail Sharon Stone as violently as possible Wiimote minigame?
Man, that would be...
Total Recall has already been made into a video game as well. That was excreted onto a Nintendo console, too, and it was even worse than Beethoven 2nd.
I feel like they could have a function where you shout grunt incoherently before you overkill wimpy construction workers. I would also like to see Judgment Night made into a game.
That was a good movie.
Where you are your average Joe trying to run away from semi-comedians. What do you think? Do you have any ideas?
Semi-comedians. Oh, my God, that's funny.
If I was make a game, a movie, into a game, Encino Man.
Wow. How about Bloodsport?
Bloodsport. How about Lionheart, just so I could do the minigame
dancing.
Jean-Claude
dancing.
Van Damme dancing. Jean-Claude Van Dancing.
No, I would love to see a new our Running Man game. That'd be pretty cool.
Running Man game would be awesome. It would be like Mega Man, only different.
I think Judgment Night would also be a pretty cool game idea because, you know, most video games make you feel powerful, you know, where you're kicking everybody's butt left and right. A game where you're running for your life, now that'd be pretty sweet.
Nectar, indeed.
Nectar, don't talk about Hayes.
What? No, I was talking about Carl.
You can't say Nectar without me. thinking
well, that's
about
because
haze.
you have problems. You need to see a therapist.
Yeah, a haze therapist.
Anyway, Chapter Master wants to know.
It's a pretty good name.
Hey, crew. I've enjoyed the show for a long time. Here's my first question.
Thank you.
With time to absorb Nintendo's press event, would Mr. Khan like to unleash an update to the rant he had last year where he was critical of Nintendo's promotion of its casual games with little attention to hardcore games? I ask this since Nintendo mentioned just about nothing for its hardcore fanbase. Any hardcore games were merely glossed over in interviews afterwards. This has caused many Nintendo fans I know, many have supported and defended Nintendo in debates with me, to feel left out and mad.
So he's wanting to induce a rant from me, huh? Okay, here it is. Nintendo, as a modern video game company right now, is a piece of crap, to be quite humble about it. Yeah, you got your Marios, you got your Zeldas, you got your Metroids. Mario, Zelda, Metroid. What the freak is going on here? I mean, you're capitalizing on three games over and 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 over. Are you getting bored yet?
Yes.
Are you getting bored? Okay. So am I at Nintendo. Nintendo, dude. I'm going to cuss here. Nintendo was shit. There you go.
Wow.
There you go. That's it. And,
Man. And
I was looking through the newest issue of Nintendo Power. And quite frankly, all of the best games are on DS.
Yeah, see, I can't go as far as to say Nintendo is shit, just because I loved Mario Kart on the Wii. And they've got some awesome DS games.
Yeah, they got about six or seven awesome Wii games. I mean, it's fantastic. You know, the system's been out for 2 years now. And we're up to about seven games that are worth buying. I mean, that's pretty pathetic if you really – well, you don't really have to think about it.
Right.
But, Nintendo, they no longer really matter anymore.
Wow.
I come back into that. Yeah.
I think they need to bring back the old toy store called Children's Palace, you know. Just so that it could be called Nintendo's Palace, and it would be all Pokemon and Mario's plush toys.
Wow.
Not that that's a bad thing, but, you know, do you remember 8-bit Nintendo?
I do.
I just played it the other day.
Yeah, do you remember playing games like Mega Man, Bionic Commando, and Mario and some, and not Sonic, but...
Sonic was on Nintendo?
What?
That would be crazy. But,
Kid Icarus.
It didn't have blast processing. It wasn't possible.
You had Blaster Master.
Yeah, but Nintendo, or Sega does what Nintendo don't.
Indeed.
You had Castlevania 1, 2, and 3. You had Contra. You had Gradius. You had Life Force. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. This is what Nintendo's legacy was. What it was, you know.
That's what happens when you're the only one.
Yeah.
Well, Sega was around then.
Master System don't
same,
count.
Not on the same level.
Well, you know, the Nintendo Wii is like on the same level as the Master System is right now. I mean, if you really think about it, it's like all the games that are worth getting are Mario's.
Well,
Zelda.
Well, you're doing actually, this from a hardcore gamer.
In terms of sales, the Wii is actually where the NES was. Now they're
well,
dominating
that's
the market.
That's what the question was asked.
Well, the Wii obviously is not for the hardcore.
Well, the thing is, I don't really have a problem with the whole hardcore or casual thing. I just want some freaking variety, man. I mean, why does casual always have to mean stupid mini games?
Well, because it's the technology they came up with. We said it was a gimmick when it came out. It's proven its point. It's a gimmick.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's all the Wii is. I hate to say it. I mean, it's got
very,
its games.
It's
but,
a very awesomely selling gimmick.
Yeah.
But it's a gimmick.
Chicken shoot.
But,
Carnival games.
But yeah, like I said, the
game of the year.
Triple A. In my opinion, the best Nintendo system that's currently being developed for right now is hands down the DS.
He's getting choked up.
Yeah, I'm getting choked up, man. I'm starting to cry, man.
All
I'm
right,
starting
well,
to cry. Anger's tears of anger.
Angers of tears?
Rage.
Yeah. Here, rage. This next question is going to really burn out. Next question.
Rage.
Dark Sill wants to know, I heard your podcast for the first time today, and I loved it.
Awesome. Thank you.
I would love to know, what are your opinions on Final Fantasy 13 being released on the 360? And do you guys think that Versus 13 will be released on the 360, and why?
Well, Versus 13, okay. I'm thinking that Versus 13 will probably be on just PS3.
Yeah, well, I think it'll stay exclusive.
Square said that it's that's still
going to
be
because, you know,
it'll stay exclusive.
Square Enix needs to throw Sony a bone, you know.
They don't need to do anything.
Yeah, exactly. I just said that to be silly.
You silly bastard.
Yeah,
bastard.
Yeah, that's exactly me. But, but yeah, man, Final Fantasy 13, I like this coming on all systems. I wish it would come out on freaking DS, man. I wish it was on every system. I mean, that'd be cool. That'd be fantastic. I mean,
yeah, I think we've all pretty much gone on record saying we think it's a good idea.
Yeah, and to those of you that think that Final Fantasy 13 will be an inferior product on 360,
can I call them stupid? Because they are.
I was about to say, shut your fanboy mouth.
Yeah, because like but, we said, and like Square said, I'm going to repeat this again, PS3 version will be worked on first. When that is done, then the 360. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Cool. But here's
well,
the
but
thing.
Their thing is, well, to make the games identical, they have to tone down the PS3 version. But you know what? They're going to put it on multiple discs anyway. Space isn't going to be an issue. It's going to be on 4 discs, maybe 5 discs.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably 6.
Because it'll be on one Blu-ray disc for the PS3. On 360, it'll be on 4 or 5 DVDs. But you know something? That's fine. That's fine, because on the PS3, you know, you're going to have to wait 10 to 15 minutes before the game loads up. So, I mean, which is more of a pain in the butt? You know, a 15-minute waiting, you know, wait at the beginning of the game, or changing 5 discs? I don't know. Maybe I could change 5 discs within the time limit of 15 minutes. I mean,
or,
who knows?
Dude, if you can't change 5 discs in the time limit of 15 minutes,
you got problems. You're paraplegic.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that nobody's thought about yet. With the new 360 dashboard update, maybe Final Fantasy 13 will come with an option to install the whole game onto your hard drive and only require to have one disc in there at once.
Yep.
Think about
that. But think about how much room that's going to take up on your hard drive.
It'll take up a lot of room on the hard drive. I'm just saying an option. You don't have to do it.
That'd be a decent option, but
if it's a 50 gig game, which it's probably not going to be, but if it's 40 gigs, that's half your hard drive if you got an Elite. That's more than that's twice my hard drive, because I got a 20.
But it's still an option,
right?
You can do it anyway.
No, right, right.
I mean, that would be a cool option, but still, I mean, it'd be a little bit impractical, but it'd be still cool.
Yeah, all right, see. Silvanos has the next question again. He said, "Let's pretend this is news for movies. What'd you think of The Dark Knight? And how in God's name do they replace Ledger?"
I loved it, and you won't.
Exactly. There you go. That pretty much sums up everybody's opinion. Fantastic movie, and they can't.
One of the best movies ever created, and you cannot replace Heath Ledger's character as the Joker. And as a matter of fact, I don't think that they should even make a sequel to The Dark Knight.
They should just bring in the next movie and have him be in Arkham.
Well, you know what? I heard, though, that they had some extra footage from The Dark Knight that they might be able to splice into a new movie.
But still,
like,
they need to
just
put him,
for, like, cameo purposes.
They need to put him in Arkham and leave him there.
But I'm already satisfied with the idea, with the theory of mine, that if they make a third Batman movie, it will be It'll be not as good as the first two. It's the cursed third comic book movie.
As long as you don't change directors.
Yeah.
If you stay with Chris Nolan, you're fine. That's what's always ruined it. When you go two, the first two Batmans were good. Tim Burton. Third one, not so much.
Well, the sad thing about that, it doesn't apply to Spider-Man. He had all three movies were Sam Raimi, and three just sucked a nut.
Yeah.
So, but
anyways,
you know, I think if they make a third one, it'll be just as good.
No, it won't be as
good. Nolan directs it will be.
Yes, I agree.
Period.
The thing is, though, Heath Ledger.
He said period.
Heath Ledger is probably the greatest on-screen villain of all time. I don't think he'll be able to top. He might be topped, but I will say this. If
if Heath Ledger's character is topped, and if there is ever a better Batman movie ever made, I will say this. Out of the four of us, three of us will be in wheelchairs.
Who, what would it be in the grave?
Well, I don't know. What would the fourth one be?
What the fuck did the fourth one do to survive whatever turned us into people who need wheelchairs?
Damn paraplegics.
Wow.
So are you?
That was a little rough.
I will be dead because of my anger? Is that what you're trying to say?
You have you'll a heart
dead,
attack.
You'll be dead because you're Italian and you'll eat yourself to death.
But what a way to go, though. Happy.
All right, we have a John McEnroe who has a G number of questions this time.
Nice. I love, nice the, I love the letter questions and the kitty cat avatars. Yes. That's actually, I think that's a little clip of the kitty cat avatar where he's being chased by those little, I don't remember what they're called, Domo? The little, like, brown monster things.
Oh,
have
yeah.
you ever seen that picture?
Yeah.
I think that's a clip of
that's
that
picture. That's the one that always has a subtitle, every time you do this, God kills a kitten.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Number A. I have to read these like this. They're fun. How do you, Zero, know whether or not you like an RTS? I played Universe of War for hours without getting to unwrap any of the high strategic gameplay. I just fly my Air Force over, hit, retreat, repeat. I did it in StarCraft, love StarCraft, did it in Universe of War and didn't have fun. Well, the big thing about RTS games is that when everything meshes together, it meshes together. And in Universe of War, it didn't all mesh together. Which is really what struck it down. StarCraft did it so well that unfortunately until StarCraft II comes out, it's probably not going to be done again. And that's really the problem. If you really like StarCraft, you might try Command & Conquer. But as far as Universe at War goes, Universe at War is like one of those games that since there hasn't been a new StarCraft, it's just good. But if you played StarCraft, StarCraft would still be better. It really comes from the idea that balancing is huge. And even though you only ran over, you know, bombed some people with your Air Force and then came back, it was still done so well that it just you just don't notice how good it is until you're not playing it.
Yeah, the thing is with StarCraft, StarCraft is not the best RTS because of, oh, it's about the Terrans versus the Protoss versus the Zerg. That's not the reason why it's the best RTS ever. It's the best RTS ever because it is so balanced and it has an almost perfect gameplay mechanic for the genre.
Indeed. Second question. Number B. What gestures with the Wiimote are you most looking forward to doing?
My number one is once Wii Motion Plus comes out, one-to-one sword fighting. That's my number one.
You know, I have to agree with you.
And one-to-one baseball.
One-to-one lightsaber fights, the same idea. Sword fighting.
Yeah, sword
would be
fighting,
the most
lightsabers, one-on-one.
Either that or breakdancing.
I don't know. That could go either way.
I could totally breakdance with a Wiimote. If I wasn't, you know, old. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm
done. That's crazy.
Man.
What kind of gesture you want to do with a Wiimote?
Throwing it through the window.
Sweet.
Oh,
you already
snap.
Do that.
That's in Boom Blocks, man. It already works.
I guess the sword fighting.
Hey, Colin.
Hey.
Number C. Are you looking forward to DC Universe? And what storylines do you want to play? Countdown to Crisis, Infinite Crisis, Final Crisis, Crisis Crisis? And can I have the announcer guy play as the announcer guy, AG, in the Handlebar Mustache Gang if he happens to have the gold doubloons at the time?
Absolutely. Provided you pay me the royalties for my likeness. Because like my friend Jim Brown, I don't cotton to people using me without my permission.
Well, the...
I'll cut you.
Well,
I don't fuck around, boy. I'm done. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, I was just waiting. You mentioned Infinite Crisis, Countdown Crisis, and Final Crisis. Well, you forgot to mention the original Crisis, and that is Crisis on Infinite Earths. I would like to play that one because that is still the most epic storyline of a comic book that I've ever read. It's extremely confusing. It's got multiple universes, so I don't think that the PS3 or any game system ever created would be able to handle a three-dimensional model of like 100 different versions of Earth in different universes. That would be just totally absurd, and it would take probably about 50 years for this game to be created. So that would probably be my most dreamed scenario. But, yes, I am very much looking forward to the DC Universe.
Why is everything major in the DC Universe got to be a crisis?
Don't start this debate. Really, we're moving on.
That's really a crisis.
We're moving on. I'm not going to start this debate.
Moving on up.
Number D, RE5 will be co-op. How do you be scared with a second person? Am I going to have to say to my buddy, hey, let's split up in classic horror movie fashion?
Hey, you could. That would be awesome.
You know what's funny? I had the same thought, is that part of survival horror is the whole you're all alone against everything else. So it is going to make it a little weird. Like, I don't think BioShock would have worked with co-op because co-op.
See, that's what
I work
just
in
thinking.
Finance, so co-op is like I throw that around all day. It's like, you know, part of the game's horror is the isolation. So I don't know. It's gonna be tough for them to overcome that. I think.
I still think it'll work because you probably will split up throughout a big portion of the game.
Probably.
So. Yeah, the game will force you to split up.
But then again, RE's gotten more action lately than
horror.
So.
Yeah, that's true.
Number E, this is for Wombat. Have developers fully explored the complex emotions of humiliation and, was it Schadenfreude?
Yeah, something like that.
What else can be done?
No developer, period, has fully explored any emotion, period. Because there's always different ways you can go about it, not only in implementation, but in the emotion on characters' faces. And as character models get better in games, which if you've seen the screens for Heavy Rain, it looks phenomenal. The better looking character models get, the more easily emotions will be able to be conveyed by the player or by the character. So I don't think we've even close to seeing the limit of any emotion.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
All right, number F. They showed off white zombies in RE5. Yeah!
Dig through the ditches and burn.
They put white zombies in the stable and the scare creep uneasy factor fell right out of the game. Do you believe the spin that white zombies were in the shadow, or has white man guilt been exported abroad?
Yeah, I don't believe the spin that the white zombies were in the shadow. I mean, it's pretty obvious that they changed it because of all the backlash. You know, it is what it is.
As long as Rob Zombie's not in it, I'll be fine.
Well, you know, it's funny that he said white zombie because they did used to put white zombie in every single video game ever because I think there were about 80 games that have Dracula in it.
No, they just put him in there going, yeah, do it, baby. What did you guys think of Comic-Con, particularly the TV and movie announcements?
You know, we said it, I think, last week that Comic-Con was better than E3.
Yeah. With the amount of DC comic TV shows, movies, and stuff coming out, and then they're showing the Wolverine trailer. And
which, by the way, they did show the Blob.
Yeah, the Blob's in the trailer, yes.
And I saw the Gambit scene. Awesome. Looks pretty neat.
I don't like the way Sabretooth looks.
I didn't like the way Gambit looked.
I didn't see
the Sabretooth. I didn't like Gambit with his little crustache.
His
little crustache going on. He's wearing purple, like silver suit. He's like, what's wrong? It looks kind of fruity.
Well,
I don't know. I mean,
always had kind of the Jean-Claude Van Damme hair whip, though, going
on. Yeah, but
on,
I just always see him as him from Marvel Capcom 2, you know?
Right.
Marvel?
Yeah. So he's wearing the trench coat and everything, and this one he's in, like, a casino with, like, a real shiny shirt, and he's got the crustache. I'm like, nah. I'm going to throw your cards back at you.
Well, in the X-Men comics, they never wore black leather outfits either. So
I know, but that's cooler.
Things get changed.
I want yellow spandex.
Things get changed.
Like that
friend.
Dude we saw on the video yesterday with the Wolverine.
Yeah, and he also didn't have his little... I noticed Gambit didn't have his little mask on.
I think they just went for the ultimate version of him.
Right.
Okay, and then finally he says, you guys are better than 95% of what's on TV.
Oh, thank you.
But he says, sorry, I really like Mad Men, 1%, and breakdancing, 4%.
Yeah, I like breakdancing, too. We're definitely not better than breakdancing.
And
this
I heard that Mad Men is a really good show. I have yet to catch it, but I'd like to catch it sometime.
All right, next question comes from Don't Panic.
Which, his avatar is really cool.
Yes.
With all the excitement, there hasn't been any questions lately. Well, that's
yeah,
our
sorry.
Fault.
He said that a week and a half ago, if that tells you anything.
How do you guys feel about Pixel Junk Eden? Is it really that great, or just a fad that will die off as soon as it came?
It did. It does.
It's a good game.
I think it's
good.
I haven't
it's
played
good.
It still, so I don't know.
I think, though, like, in the shadow of Braid, it might be forgotten, but that does not make it a bad game. It's a good game.
It's a very, very good game.
It is.
Not really, I mean, we kind of talked about it last week, but it's not really in my wheelhouse. Like, it's not really a game that I really think is enjoyable, but it's fantastically made, and I salute the concept, but...
Like a rainbow in the dark.
Thing is, I would pick it up if Sony would freaking pick up their slack and get us those game cards.
All right, moving on. He also says, with the exception of a deep respect for Green GambusCon,
which is still the number one line ever on N4G Podcast Radio,
do any of you have a deep respect for another color other than your favorite?
I have a deep respect for red.
I have a deep respect for burnt sienna.
Watts.
Killer Wolverine has a deep respect for black.
I knew that was coming.
No, that's his favorite color. It has to be another color besides.
Oh, it's blue.
Well, do you have a deep respect for black then?
No.
What do you have a deep respect for?
I don't.
Fine.
You don't respect any colors?
Nope.
You spit in the face of colors?
You
and
disrespect
but
color.
Any shade of blue.
Lieutenant Renji has the next set of questions. Mr. Khan, in recent episodes, which aren't very recent anymore, you've mentioned Civilization a couple times and how good it is, even though you didn't buy it.
Yeah, I didn't buy it.
Well, I thought I'd try it, downloaded the demo, played it for 2 days, and then the full version was bought. It's freaking awesome.
Yes, it is. It's amazing.
My question, though, is, of course, Final Fantasy related. What would be the coolest name for a Final Fantasy character, and how would he or she look?
Interesting. I like Lightning, from Final Fantasy XIII, the girl. Because
she doesn't just look feminine, she actually is feminine.
Yes,
and
yes.
She has a cool name.
And she's got a cool name, Lightning. But here's the thing. I'm wondering if she's related to Cloud.
Lightning Cloud?
She might be.
Yeah, I got the joke.
Who knows?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
There you go.
Mr. Boogeyman, if he's there, or if somebody else of you probably know, what's the name of his band?
The Feast of the Dead.
Said he wants to let him know that he makes really good songs.
You should go to myspace.com/TheFeastOfTheDead and tell him that. He would really appreciate it.
He wants to know how the staff picture page is coming along
at a snail pace. Open up your picture page.
It's getting there.
Let Bill Cosby do a picture page with you.
Hey, no Bill Cosby aerobics in here.
See how many people remember the picture page thing.
We have some exciting stuff coming along that we will be announcing in the next few months. So, staff page will be part of that. Don't dance.
Hey, I can dance if I want to. I can leave my friends behind.
Mr. Wolverine.
My friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, then they're no friends of mine.
I come from a land down under, too, all right? This ain't 80s backtrack. Anyway, Mr. Wolverine, if you could make a game based on the other people in the room, what would you call that game, and how would the soundtrack go?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's a weird question.
Wow. Huh. A game based on it. Well, what could it be? I would have to go with an open world kind of thing. Called The Crew. I don't know. Not really.
The Crew.
And it would explore our weekly antics. I mean, well, I don't really see you two on a weekly basis.
Right. That would be like the Beavis and Butthead game. That would be like the Beavis and Butthead game where we just wandered around and did nothing.
Sit around just hitting buttons, you know, on the button.
Fire.
The triangle button would be like one quip.
Fire.
You call me emo and I'd be like, fuck you.
Yeah, that'd be
like a quick time event, like, emo.
It would definitely be M-rated, that's for sure.
Yes, it would definitely be, as for the soundtrack, well, I would probably have to do it from our friend from The Feast of the Dead.
And the soundtrack, actually, the soundtrack would be E-rated for emo.
But every time I walked in the room, my theme song would just be...
But you have to stop it with what you always do, you know, with the baby at the end of that, you know.
What?
Baby.
Baby.
Wow.
You know what'd be cool? A pop cultural referencing open world game.
You just Simpsons walk around and press that. Quips?
Well, it's kind of like the movie Clerks, you know, or like Mallrats or something like that, where it's like all cultural related, like humor. And how about this for a dynamic to a game? The soundtrack is like, you know, whatever is on the radio at that time, so that whenever there's an update to the game, it completely changes the soundtrack. So when you go back to the game, like after not playing it for a while, it's like a different experience. There's different music, different billboards.
We could just use the Breakfast Club soundtrack.
Don't you forget about me.
Don't you. All right, apparently you're German now because dancing, you know Mr. Wombat.
Wombat.
Mr. Wombat.
I
know you've been asked similar.
Been asked a similar question before.
But this is with a twist. What a twist!
Describe the three others using only game character descriptors in, like Solid Snake and Cloud, etc. I would say... hold on, if I'm Mr. Wombat, I would describe maybe the Zero Tolerance as a Solid Snake because he is liking Metal Gear games.
not because I'm sneaky or cool or anything.
I'm describing Gambis Khan as some manner of Final Fantasy character as he is enjoying RPG. And I say I would describe Killer Wolverine as an angry guy. Because he is often angry. There you are. That is my description for other character in the room. I will now let the real person come back onto radio. Mr. Wombat is gone.
Thank you, Mr. Wombat.
Thank you, Mr. Wombat. To all, when some of you write a review, I know that Zero puts it on his webpage.
Yeah.
But how about the rest? What?
Yeah, we all write for his webpage.
Does Zero allow you to put something on his site? I'd really like to read some of them.
Yeah, no, that's all our reviews go on ztgamedomain.com. Everybody on the pod. On the pod.
Except for Gambus, he doesn't write reviews.
Right.
Yeah. And if I do, it's like once a year.
So, yeah.
Like literally once a year.
We are on staff, quote unquote.
All right, next up, FlameboyNE says, hi. I just picked up PSP to compliment my DS.
Why did you give him that terrible accent?
I don't know. So I can get a full handheld array of games. I mostly bought it from
Metal Gear.
And Final Fantasy Crisis Core. I also picked up Space Invaders Extreme. What other games would you recommend? I'm looking for both quirky, portable games and also games that have been well converted for the platform, such as God of War.
Definitely God of War.
Mega Man.
Any lesser heard of hidden gems?
Mega Man powered up.
Mega Man powered up is the bomb.
Twisted Castlevania.
Twisted Metal.
I would also say Power Stone Collection, which is really cool.
Super Ghouls and Ghosts.
If you're into puzzle games, I would say Planet Puzzle League.
Monster Hunter 2.
Yeah.
I don't have a DS, so I'm just throwing out PSP games. Both Siphon Filter games actually are awesome. If you like baseball... I'm going to throw this out there. MLB The Show. I know
Nobody
I talk about it all
baseball.
The time, but it's really good on the PSP. So.
Brett Favre!
Brett Favre! Wrong sport.
Quirky Games, Elite Beat Agents.
Patapon.
Yes. Patapon. Definitely some Patapon.
And Loco Roco.
There's a good amount for you.
Yeah.
Get to buying!
And I've heard... I haven't actually bought it yet, but I heard that the Dungeon Siege game, I think, on the... PSP is really good.
All right. Next question. Snake for President. Hey, guys. Great job again. Here's my question. I'm a hardcore gamer, but I'm also broke. So when I get the money to buy games, I got to make this count. I own MGS4, COD4. Those are good choices.
Very good choices.
I currently have some money and want to buy another game. Now that you've had a chance to fondle it, is Soul Calibur worth it knowing that in the fall and holidays, I'm going to get bombed by great games like Resistance 2, SOCOM, Fallout, RE5, and then Killzone? P.S. I only own a PS3.
Yes.
Soul Calibur 4 is worth every
penny. You'll get money by the time November rolls around.
Yeah, if you like fighting games at all, you should definitely pick up Soul Calibur. That's overall. That's not just for this guy. That's for everybody.
And then coming, if you ask again in November, what would pick between those? Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, I don't know if I could choose then.
Yeah, that's going to be real tough.
Hopefully by then, this broke motherfucker will get a fucking job.
All right.
So I can buy.
Yeah, he's talking about himself.
Yeah, not you. I'm talking about me because I'm in the same.
You can't see him make the thumb gestures towards himself.
Yeah. Do I see a?
I'm in the same. Boat.
You can't see him make the old who's got two thumbs and has no money. This guy.
Yeah. All right, next up, Shot Caller wants to send some hate mail out to Gambus Con. He said, sup, y'all, except for Gambus, baseball is not going to be hockey ever.
You tell him.
Oh.
With that out of the way, all the goodies coming out later this year, I've been overwhelmed with all the greatness, but due to me being temporarily unemployed, wow, sound like somebody else on the show.
Yeah.
I have...
Are you related to this guy?
I don't think so.
I have limited funds to spend on games. That's why I've come to you guys, except for Gambus.
Oh.
I'm planning to get at least 3 titles when the holidays come around. I'm into shooters, but I love a good story as well as the occasional action game. This is where you guys come in. What would you recommend? Oh, by the way, I have a 360 and a Wii, just to let you know. FYI, I'm not going to get Rock Band 2 or Guitar Hero 4 because of limited funds. My other question is, if you guys were in my shoes, not Gambus, what 3 titles would you get and nothing else?
Okay, is this coming up in November then with all the big shit released? Or just
I say for 360, I mean, but he's also talking into the future.
Right.
Into, I would say Gears would be one.
Gears, definitely.
Definitely Gears. A shooter fan, action fan, and he likes story, Fallout.
Definitely Fallout.
Fallout
and probably Resident Evil.
But that's next year.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
That's next year. So this year, what's the third game?
I would get Star Wars.
I think Banjo looks pretty good.
But he didn't mention that at all.
Yeah.
He's a shooter, action, and story.
Yeah, Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars is a good choice.
See, in my, I'm in his position, so the one I'm getting.
That's not any of those.
That would be my fourth. For me. This is me personally, because I'm in the same boat.
Another one that he might like, though? Mercenaries.
Yeah.
See, that's number 4 as well on my list.
Mercenaries. Mercenaries would be.
That's a Gamefly for me.
Mercenaries literally is one of those games you could play for, like, ever.
Yeah.
Because it's open world, and there's so many different ways to do stuff.
This, Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Gears of War. And the third one.
You know what? He likes story. Fable 2.
Yeah, I'm going to say Fable 2.
So. But I still think for him
Fallout
being a, Fallout
is probably your best bet. That's my number one. Then I would say Fable 2. And then I would say Gears, I guess.
Yeah. That's the top 3 that I would do, because I'm in his boat. I mean, we're all pretty much in agreement with that.
Right.
So. All right. P.S. Gambus, I will eventually forgive you for your mistake, so give me time. Or by the time you read this cue, who knows?
Yeah, probably, because it was like a year and a half ago.
No, actually, it was just last week.
Oh.
And also bring back Professor Chaos, because he brings awesomeness to the podcast, but he never shows
he's
up.
He's so awesome that he does return calls, so fuck.
And he's so awesome that he never shows up. So every now and then he comes in and
we can't
drop some talent
him.
On us, but
and I hope you
he's an all-star.
I hope you find it in your heart to forgive
well,
me.
Well, go on ahead and explain why you said that about
okay,
so that way we can clear the
okay,
air.
Here we live in Ohio. We live pretty close to a city called Dayton, Ohio. And in Dayton, Ohio, there's a baseball team called the Dayton Dragons. And
they're the Cincinnati Reds single-A affiliate.
Yeah, and a few weeks ago they had a big, humongous fight where, like, both teams were just, like, going Mortal Kombat on each other. And the thing is, you know, as a matter of fact, I used to be into baseball back in the late 80s. And it was the whole thing about, you know, the baseball player strike kind of got me out of the whole being interested in baseball. And then, you know, this whole fighting thing that came up. So, you know, I mean, I've been scorned a little bit. But, you know, I mean, who knows, you know.
He's basically saying there's been too many fights in baseball.
Yeah.
Just so like hockey fights.
Basically, what I'm saying is it's not the game itself. It's just the players and the way things go.
All right, we got time for one last question.
And by the way, that animation, if you watch it for a long time, it starts to really disturb me.
He's talking about God of Time's animation and his signature, which is very, very disturbing.
I've had dreams that look very similar to that.
You need therapy.
You frighten and disturb me.
Yeah. All right. What is a gamer card? For PSN, you guys talk about to buy PSN games. Now I know you must have a credit card. Why don't you just use it? How do you get games on 360 Live? Credit card? Huh? Now see, no. We don't use credit cards for Xbox Live. We use what are called
point cards.
The Microsoft releases these cards that come in denominations of 1,600 or 4,000 points. You can use those to buy things. You can also do it with your Live account. You can do it with anything on Xbox Live. You can even buy individual cards for individual games.
Right.
So that's how that works. When PSN releases those, we'll use those because, like Wolverine said, I don't want my credit card running all over the internet spending stuff because it can get nasty.
Yeah,
not to mention, it also limits yourself on what you can buy. Because if you don't have your credit card hooked up to it, you can just sit there and spend money all day long.
Yeah.
Right. So. Not to mention, too, I mean, I am in the camp where I don't really mind using my credit card. I don't know. Maybe I'm bad for that, but I really don't mind. But the point cards, Nintendo already has them, Microsoft has them. It's something that Sony really needs, not only for people who don't want to put the credit card information online, but for gamers who want to buy some of the PSN games that might not have a credit card. So it should be out there.
There's nothing wrong with using your credit card, but for me, I'm not going to do it anymore because it is safe, but there are still those hackers out there that can and will get your information. So,
man, that animation just – oh, man, I can't even
quit
look
watching
at it now, man. All right.
Second,
it gets worse.
Second part of his question is he didn't want to double post. Last week when they asked the question, which looks better, Gears or Resistance, we didn't answer it.
I answered it.
But he said we should answer it and doesn't care what people say. See, that was the kind of the point. We didn't – we don't care what people say. We mentioned that Gears of War character models look better and the environments. I mean, it's two different things.
Yeah.
It's not even about which system is which better system.
I think I even said that Gears of Two, the character –
Gears of Two?
Gears of War Two. Army of Two? Character models look better to me. The animations look better in Killzone. I think the environments look better in Gears of War, but I think that the models on the weapons look infinitely better in Killzone 2.
It doesn't matter.
I think that was word for word what I said last week.
Yeah, so, it doesn't matter. I think both games would be pretty good.
Regardless of which system you own, even if, and he says try to look at them as the same system, even then, I wouldn't tell you one looks better than the other.
Yeah, people who are comparing those two games are stretching to do it because, number one, one's a first-person shooter, one's a third-person shooter. And
one's a horror game,
right.
Like real dark and gothic,
right.
And the other one's really outdoor, open, military,
right.
1940s. They both have different art styles. They both have different looks. Both have different scenarios.
Wait, Killzone's 1940?
No, you're thinking
Resistance. I'm thinking Resistance.
No,
my bad.
It's just they're so different that there are ways to say one does something better than the other one, but there's no way to objectively say this game looks better than this game because, number one, they're very close in graphics, and number two, there's too many differences between them. So there you go. It's not a cop-out. It's our honest opinion.
If you look at both games, regardless of which one you get, you'll be fucking blown away when you see them on the screen in high definition.
Yeah.
Period. Oh, yeah. End of story. But that wraps up. We got through a lot of questions.
We did. We'll
try to do the same thing next week.
We got a page and a half left, so pound through them.
Pound through them.
Pound, pound.
Give us some more. We love them.
Keep them coming. But that's pretty much it for this week. We're going to get out of here. So, Mr. Khan, if you would be so kind.
Hello, Cobain. Come on in. Floyd observes my hairy chin. Sit down, chair don't.
The lamest, like, weak point of, like, a villain?
Your pinky finger.
The backside of your knee.
Your eye.
Your knee pit.
Your nose.
The nose?
Tooth.
He's got a nose is actually a very weak point on everybody, so that's not a good one.
Yeah, there you go. But what would be a really lame weak point?
The back of your earlobe.
My butt cheek.
Okay.
Third toe.
Yeah, third toe. Or how about
your forearm? Oh, my forearm! I'm going down.
There you go.
Maybe
you gotta just punch him in the forearm.
Oh, maybe a soul patch, like a soul patch.
If you cut it off, he loses his power.
Yeah,
the power of shit.
There you go.
I like the inside of the knee or the inside of the elbow.
Well, the inside
like
of
if
the
it
knee,
was contra, it would be glowing red.
Well, the inside of the knee is pretty much
you could hit their weak point for massive damage.
You hit someone in behind the knee, you're going down anyway. It's fun to do that. Go up behind someone.
Now we see how Killer Wolverine has fun.
Do you do that often? Do you just go up behind people and just tap them
in
the back
recently,
of the knee?
Not recently. I try.
I use a ball peen hammer.
It's ball peen.
I'll ball peen your
not
face.
Ball, ball teen. Not ball teen, like ball a ball teen cracker.
That's a saltine cracker. That ain't right.
Yeah, it was a play on words.
Saltine crackers are pretty good.
Saltine crackers are the bomb.
What was the awesome word Jason had last week?
I don't know. I don't listen to the show.
Oh, shit.
But you were here.
I don't pay attention when I'm here.
And I said it.
And then you said it again.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was. Awesome word. I can't remember what it was.
I don't know. I say too many awesome words.
You do say too many awesome words.
It's hard you should have your own dictionary. The Jason
like
Gambrell dictionary.
Yeah,
it'd be Gambonics.
There you go.
Gambonics.
Gambonics in flight.
Afternoon delight.
Oh, that's good.
Afternoon delight. Delight.
Oh, yeah.
Perpetual echo.
Yeah.
So.
I think we got it.
We got it.
Yeah.
Soul Calibur.
You good?
I'm good. Sorry, sometimes I just have to get a yell out just to get my vocal cords warmed up.